So welcome everybody to another wonderful first evening fellowship. I will open up with a word of prayer. So gracious Heavenly Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our King and our Lord and Savior.
Stop it.
Now they do it. Thank you for a wonderful evening this evening, Father. Thank you for a hot evening of fellowship together. And thank you that we're going to hear from you throughout the whole evening, Father. Thank you for working each person mightily, Father. Exactly the words you want spoken, exactly the way you want them said, Dad. So we're not missing a thing. And iron sharpens iron. And you're the one in the middle of it all with Jesus Christ, our Lord. And yeah, I just thank you for inspiring us all. Thank you for blessing Lawrence and Kim again for being the hosts and great ministers they are. And everybody on here for being the great believers and leaders they are, and that you've handpicked and chosen each one of us, not just to fellowship, but to desire the things that are of you, Father. And I thank you for this, and that we hear your sound doctrine tonight in the name above all names of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, I'll share. Matthew 6:33. it's stood the test of time in this scripture, I think, not just for myself, but for a lot of people. How we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We seek that too. And then all the things we have need of are added to us. So, we still hear, you can go anywhere in this world and you can hear the Bible preached. You can hear sermons preached. You can hear the word of God, quote unquote. But is it the real sound doctrine truth that we need? Is it the real nourishment that our souls need to have? Is it the fresh manna from heaven? And I remember sharing last week about loaves of bread, and I bought this loaf of bread. And I was probably no further than halfway through the loaf, and there was mould on it, and it was still in date. And I thought, well, that's no good. I can't eat that. That was my response to old bread, basically. When I realised, okay, yeah, I don't want that bread. I want fresh bread. So I went and bought a fresh loaf of bread so I could have fresh bread. And, you know, it's the same thing with God. And when I wake up in the morning each morning, I'm looking for God's direction for the day and not looking for God's direction for yesterday, because that's already gone. And tomorrow, I'm not looking for God's direction for tomorrow, because that's not come yet. Unless there's something planned and then I give it into God's hands, I still give it into God's hands. So I'm still seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm still seeking first his righteousness, which is his right direction for my life, for each day, for each moment, each hour, each minute, each second. And then, you know, to do the things I know to do. And, okay, Lord, my before-ordained works this day, what, you know, give me my before-ordained works to walk in. Thank you, Lord, that there's great, mighty signs, miracles, and wonders following me this day that are of you. Not the fake ones, not the counterfeit ones. The real deal, the real McCoy. And we know we've got fundamental things that we can do, which are the speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honouring God with our substance, first fruits of water increase, and desiring the labourers and believing God to bring the labourers, to acquit the labourers, to throw the labourers out there. Because when I look around this world, I see even more how important and vital the scriptures where Jesus Christ said, you know, the harvest truly is plenteous. And it really is. When you look around the world, there's a lot of things wrong in the world. And there's a lot of people kind of wandering around aimlessly. And wherever I went today, I went up to Kingswood area, which is, there's a shopping area up there. But, you know, some days you can walk through clean as a whistle. Other days, you're just walking along, somebody steps out of a doorway and just walks straight across your feet, practically. Somebody else is just almost barging past you. And it's like people coming out from here, there and everywhere. And I'm thinking, as I'm walking, I'm thinking, I'm keeping a straight line. I'm not moving just because you want me to. Okay, step back. It's not flesh and blood I'm wrestling against. So we see the things that are going on, and we see people are running around like headless chickens sometimes. It's because they haven't got the same doctrine. They haven't got the right practices. They're not seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hence, the harvest is plenteous. But the laborers are few. So first we need to become the laborers, then desire the laborers. And doing that is following the encouragement that we're given by the minister that God has appointed. And, you know, we all come here for fellowship. So for me, there's one minister and, well, two really, Lawrence and Kim. So if I'm not connecting, then I could be missing out on vital things. If I'm not picking up that phone and giving him a ring, I could be missing out on something very important that God wants to let me know about that I might be missing. And one-on-ones, one-to-ones. All of these fundamental keys are very fundamental keys to how we are going to live our lives. And these are the, from what I've seen in the past and in the present, and what I'm seeing in my future, these are the vital things for a believer to really move with God. And I know I've got a lot of shoring up to do in my life, but I look to God to help me to shore up. I didn't think, oh, I've got to shore up in this area, and then in my own strength I do it because I get worn out trying. So what do? I go to God. Okay, Father, I need you to help me with this. I need you to show me how to do this. I need you to really infuse in me your wisdom, your understanding. And each day I thank God for guiding me and leading me in his wisdom and understanding. But the wisdom and understanding that I need, not that somebody else needs in their circles of influence or in their circumstances or situations, but what I need in mine. Because I'm in my situation, so I'm not in somebody else's. So, these are the key fundamental things. And, you know, we know that we've got Holy Spirit within us. And with that Holy Spirit, yes, we know we can speak in tongues, do tongues interpretation and word of prophecy. And I've seen a lot of believers over the years stop there. Or maybe they might have discernment of spirits going on, or a word of wisdom. But they didn't go any further than that with it. And yet we can have this word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits. And faith, miracles, and healings. Gifts of healing, right? Gifts of healing is a gift. It's a gift from God to be healed. And it's plural. It's in the plural. Because however many times you need healing, just come for it. Just go for it. Go to God. Go to the minister, go to a believer that's strong in the area of ministry and healing, and desire God that you can do the same things, minister healing to others. And we heard about Peter with the tornadoes, and he's in a wheelchair. The guy's in a wheelchair. He can't exactly run anywhere. He just looked up and said, bang, he just rebuked him in the name of Jesus Christ, and they didn't touch him. And I thought, that's where it's at. That really is where it's at. Our power and authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if he hadn't have begun, he wouldn't have had that, he wouldn't have been able to do that if he hadn't have begun. It's like Peter stepping out of the boat and walking on the water. You know, Jesus said, yeah, you can do that. So come. Peter could have doubted it and thought, no, I can't do that. But he didn't, he just believed. And because he believed, he took one step out of that water, then another step and started to walk on the water. And he began. Because he began, the result was there. He was walking on the water. Same with Peter Lloyd, when he rebuked those tornadoes. He began, he stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. Like Jesus said he could do, he did it. Like Jesus Christ said, all of us can do. We've all got the same abilities in Christ. We've all got the same abilities and characteristics and fundamentals. We know God is no respecter of persons. So when we're doing the things he wants us to do, and we're going about our business each day, whatever our business may be, whether it's work or not work, it makes no difference. Whatever our business is, each day we go about our business. And as we're going about our business, we're desiring God. He's leading us. We're believing that he's leading us. He's with us and we're with him. And then, a door of utterance opens up. And, well, what should I do? Okay, Father, he's working in me. You're working in me, Dad. And then the right words will come out because they're from God. It's not what I think. It's not what I planned. I'm going to share this today. I don't do that sort of planning. The only plan I make is, Father, you're first. And give me the fresh manna. Give me the fresh food that my soul needs for its nourishment and nutrition. And each day, when I eat my physical food for my energy, for my physical energy, I'm not going to eat food that's yesterday's food. Because it's not going to be any good. It needs to be today's food. Today's fresh water. I know that if I got a bottle of water and I haven't drank it all in one day and I've got some the next day, I throw it away because it doesn't taste the same. And God is a fountain of living waters. Fountain. So that fountain is always producing fresh water, fresh water, fresh water. With God, there's no water from yesterday. It's always fresh, new water. So when we're seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, we're getting refreshed in that water. We're drinking the best water, the freshest, the newest. And we're eating the best bread. We're eating the best food as he's giving us our instruction and our direction and our inspiration for the day. And it's funny how the two things line up, the physical with the spiritual, because we want to feed our own bodies, but do we not want to feed our souls? And we can speak in tongues to feed our spirit. So we're ready for any situation. If I'm not fed physically, I'm not ready for any situation that comes up because I'm going to be lagging. I'm going to be flagging. I'm going to be maybe dozing off or something like this. A bit weak. So I need to make sure my body's got the right kind of food with the right kind of nourishment in it for that to perform. And then the Holy Spirit. I need the right nourishment from God daily so that I can be the best I can be for God and with him, a laborer with him in his harvest. I had a blessing. Well, I can't say a blessing. Opportunity. I would say God entrusted me with something which blessed me. And it's Amber's, well, she calls her auntie. She's not your real auntie, but you always called her auntie growing up, Auntie Karen. And this lady, she's I think she's more Catholic thinking or Trinity thinking than she's anything else. But she's come to realize that both of us have actually got faith. So she can kind of ease off. And, you know, I just said to her one time a long time back, I said, you know, we've both got faith on the Lord. Jesus Christ anyway. You believe he's God, I don't believe he is God, but whatever, we can still put that to one side and just we can still bless each other. So she comes to the door the other day, paying me for cleaning the windows. She gave me a little bit extra. I said, oh, you don't have to do that. She said, no, I will. I said, well, as long as you believe God's gonna bless you back a thousandfold for it then. And so then she says she's got something wrong with her wrist and she's got to get it checked out and they're not sure what it is. She thinks there might be a broken bone. So I just put my hand out. I didn't say a word, I just put my hand out. And she automatically just put her wrist in my hand. And that's a big step for her. She wouldn't have done that once upon a time. So, you know, just encouraging her. And I went quiet and then I just said, yeah, I think there was a broken bone. How do I know? I don't. But God knows, and this is the fresh manna. It comes to you on the spot. That's the word of knowledge, word of wisdom. The word of knowledge, and then the word of wisdom, he said, you know how to minister healing. So, and whatever words come to my heart and mind to say, I say. And I believe it's done. And then I encourage her, yeah, it's done. Move your hand, move your wrist. So, it's great, because These are the things that pertain to the kingdom of God. And it's not that we have to make an effort to look for the people. It's not that we have to struggle and strain to think, oh my gosh, I've got to go and heal somebody today. No, it's not on me, it's on God. All I have to do is do the things he's given me to do. Like, so I'm cleaning people's windows. Okay? And if I hadn't been cleaning people's windows, I wouldn't have had that open door. So, but because I was doing what God initially gave me to do in the first place, like when the apostles, Jesus Christ said, go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. And they could have done anything they wanted to do. If they'd have done something different, we may not have what we have today. God may have had to find another way to get the truth out of salvation to people. Because those are the 11, and then he appointed Matthias, wasn't it? I think, to stand with him, to take the place of Judas. So there was 12, and the 12 spoke in tongues of one voice to God. Had they not been in the right place at the right time where God instructed them to be through Jesus Christ, their leader, then they would have missed it. So that's how important it is when you've got something you know you should do, and it's from God, and it's of God, whether it's your job, or whether it's going to see somebody, spending time somewhere, whatever it's doing, if we're not doing the things, the initial things, we may miss these open doors, these opportunities. And, you know, I'm 100% certain there's great multitudes, both of men and women, boys and girls. And they're in my fields. My fields are flourishing. And, you know, we'll be stretching out to the next ripe unto harvest fields as well. Ripe unto harvest fields. And we're moving with God's heart, which is for men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And it's not about me. It really is not. And talking to Karen, even she said, we were talking and how she had a mind-blowing testimony about her nephew. His birth came with a lot of complications. He came early and it didn't look like he was going to make it according to the doctors. So they advised her, call whoever you need to call to come in and see him and, you know, take as many pictures as you can now and videos of whatever as you can now because he may not live. She said she looked straight at that doctor or nurse, whoever said it. She said, well, you don't know my God. And that was it. I thought, that's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. He had things wrong with him, and they couldn't figure it out. Yet when he was born, and he began to develop, they couldn't figure out how he was so healthy. So God did a miracle with that baby even when he was being born. And I thought, that is just totally amazing. So it's great because I'm thinking she's actually got faith. No matter what her doctrine is, she's got faith on God and on Jesus Christ. But that can happen. And she spoke those words out. And she hasn't been with us. She's a bit astonished at her church leaders because she ran it past them. So maybe they can mention it and give God the glory. Well, they mentioned it. She said, but they didn't give God the glory. Like, what? She said, well, who else would have done it but God? She said, exactly. And I said to her, you know, it's like me ministering to your wrist. I said, you know, okay, your wrist is healed. I said, but it's not because of me, it's because of God. The ability he put in me to impart that, he does the healing part. So, it's not, you know, we're nothing without God, but when we've got God at the center of it and Jesus Christ at the center of it, then we see the things happen. And it's as we're going about our things that we've got to do daily. And you know, sometimes things come up daily that are different from the day before. But we also need to get our minds in the right place and our words, our confessions. So it would be quite easy for me to sit here with a bad finger and say, it's getting there. But every time I say it's getting there, I'm pushing the healing away from me. Because I'm not claiming I'm healed by Jesus Christ's stripes. It's done. And that's the difference. The difference is it's getting there or it's done. in Jesus Christ's name. And that's it. I act like there's nothing wrong with my finger. Even if it still hurts, no, it's done. I'm healed by Jesus Christ's stripes. Thank you, Father. You've healed me by the name of Jesus Christ, and by his stripes I'm healed. Amen, in Jesus Christ's name. And any eventuality and situation in life we can face like this. And the more we practice it, the stronger we become in ourselves. If we don't begin, then it's like Peter not stepping out of the boat and walking on the water. He's never going to walk on that water. So, but he did. He stepped out and walked on the water. And the moment we begin with these things, our confessions, the connecting, the one-on-ones with the minister, connecting one-on-ones, it's not just to connect any old place. We can connect. I can connect anywhere I want to, if I want to. I can go ring so-and-so down the road. I can run things past the local unbeliever, all I want to, or the priest at the church. That's not what God's told me to do. He's told me to connect here. And this is where I get my nourishment. From following out on the things God has given me to do, and then I honor God with my substance, verse 3, shall my increase. I speak with tongues. I do the other things as he's given me to do. So, I didn't really know what I was going to be sharing tonight, so that just kind of came. And praise God, because he's the one with the words to give, and I'm trusting that he's going to work in each person on here, and I'm going to hear some wonderful sharings tonight from everybody as well. So on that note, thank you very much for asking me to share that, and thank you everyone for listening to me tonight. And I love you all very much. God bless you. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody else share tonight now. So now I'd like to ask, just over the water, Miss Marie Carroll to share, please. Thank you, sister.
Hey, Marie. God bless you, darling.
Wow. God bless you all in the wonderful name of JC. It's an absolute honor and privilege to be on here this evening. It's been too long and I've missed each and every one of you. And Jason, wow, what a sharing. Absolutely brilliant, mind-blowing as always, very edifying. I'm just blessed to be on here. I've missed you all so much. It's just been kind of a manic few weeks, but I'm back in the game again, and God has certainly delivered me and has healed me and is opening up great doors of opportunity for me. And I'm thankful unto my ministers, Lawrence and Kim, and for my spiritual family and my earthly family too, just for prayers and just always being there. And God is good. God rocks. He really does. I was going through a few mental pressures the last few weeks and I wasn't really feeling it, and I just wasn't in the zone really. But now I've come out better and stronger than ever. And I hadn't connected with Lawrence in a while. I hadn't been on fellowship. It was just the way I was feeling. I was quite down. Not so far as depressed, but I felt like I didn't have that fire, that spark. And then I woke up Monday morning and the Lord just said to me, take today off. So I got in touch with my brother, because I work for my brother in the office. And I just said, look, I'm just going to take the day off. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Do whatever you need to do. And I set out in the sun and I grabbed myself a coffee. And I sat there and prayed. And I spoke in tongues. And then I listened to a great sharing from Lawrence, which was absolutely brilliant. It was so apt. It was just exactly what I needed to hear. Exactly how I got my fire back. I got my my zest back. I was like, yeah, I mean, done with listening to bullshit and lies from the devil, because that all the devil is a complete liar. And he's got no jurisdiction, he's got no hold or claim to our mind or to our hearts or to our physical bodies. Because he's a defeated foe and all he can do is lie. And he is just a teeny tiny bug that we can wipe out with words. I mean, if a thought comes, you just say, back off, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. And he cowers off because we are royalty. We are peculiar people. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And how dare the devil even try and put bullshit thoughts into our mind or bring on sickness, bring on disease. You know, he's got no power over it, so he can't. He's fighting a losing battle because we are sons and daughters, as I said, of the Most High God. So whatever he tries to throw at you guys, every area, he will try to attack every area of your life. He will try to attack your relationships with your spouse, your family, your finances, your mental health, your physical health. But guys, that's over and done with. When Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, he defeated death, hell, and the grave. And when he died, he took away all our sins, all our sickness, all our disease, physically and mentally. Therefore, we're on the winning team. And we are on God's team. We are the God squad. As I said, that time I went to Uganda with Fred and the crew and Miguel and Robert and Amos over in Uganda. And that was just an amazing trip. And since that, I've had even more amazing, powerful trips like India. India was an eye-opener. It was absolutely brilliant. Testimonies over there were fantastic about how people get healed from cancer, from AIDS, from whatever disease there is going. And you know what? It's happening here as well. It really is. And it'll happen in your own town because, excuse me, you are lights of the world. You are Christ's ambassadors here on this earth. And don't listen to the lies of the devil. I know I keep repeating myself, but please don't listen. If you see somebody with a need, if it's God inspired, you go to that person and you just say whatever God puts on your heart. You just open your mouth and God will give you the words to heal that person, to deliver that person, be it a mental illness, be it a physical illness. And there is so much power in prayer, and there is so much power in our confessions as well. Like every morning, guys, step out of your bed. Remind yourself who you are. You're a son and daughter of the Most High God. You've got God in Christ living in you. You are God's ambassador. You are here to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. We have that power, and it's fact, and it's truth. And it is amazing when you tap into it and you just release it. It's just mind-blowing. I mean, imagine we have that power to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. And don't let any devil or any human talk you out of that, because it's truth. We are a peculiar people, as I said. We are mighty, mighty people. And it's great to be alive when you really, really live that every day. And that's what we should be doing every day, is living that and getting out of bed every morning and just saying, okay, Lord, I know you're going to ordain this day. Give me something to do today. Give me something to do that's going to bless people. Give me a work to do, like work something through me so that you, God, get the glory. I'm not looking for the glory. It's God that gets the glory. And that's what I pray, is like, God, if I minister to somebody, I don't want that person going to me saying, oh, praise you, Marie. That's great. That's good. That's awesome. No, it's God that gets his glory, because it's through God, and we have that power through God. And God is all benevolence. He's omnipresent. You know, he is with us in each and every situation of our lives. No matter what we're going through, guys, you have nothing to fear. Not a dicky bird. Nothing. Nada. Nout. Nothing to fear, because we are the best. We are God's masterpieces. And God is in the business of wanting to work through us to go out there and to spread his word, because Jesus is coming back soon, and we've got to get out there. And I know all my earthly family, not all of them are born again, but I'm praying that they will, and they have an opportunity like everybody. So don't shrink back in fear when it comes to speaking the word of God, or when it comes to ministering to somebody. Don't shrink back in fear, because that's what the devil wants, and that's all he can do is like just go on with his lies. And I was kind of listening to that for a while over the last few weeks, and now I'm just back in the game again. I'm so thankful, I'm so blessed, and I've missed each and every one of you, and I see a couple of new faces on here tonight, which is great. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm so grateful, and I'm super blessed, and I'm super excited. It's going to be a brilliant summer. And I know my mom had my godson over here in Ireland. We had my godson's communion the other day, last weekend, last Saturday, great day. But my mom woke up that morning and she was vomiting profusely. She wasn't feeling well. And she was like, I don't think I'll be able to make the church, and she won't be able to make the family barbecue afterwards. And I would just looked at her and I said, no, mom, no, this is a lie from the devil. And I just laid hands on her and I ministered to her. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I just cast out Satan with his lies. There was anxiety there. There was worry. There was doubt. I cast all those sickly emotions out. I claimed the stomach to be healed, for the vomiting to stop. And you know what? It stopped immediately, and my mother was elated. And you know, God can heal anything. You know, nothing is too big for our God, and you know, with him all things are possible, and he is a mighty, mighty God. And I'm truly grateful to be part of this family, to be part of the ministry, and I'm super excited about what's going to happen for the rest of the evening, and to be able to listen to y'all, your wonderful testimonies. And you guys are going to have such an amazing time in America, and I'm sorry I'm missing it. I'd love to be there, but I can't, unfortunately. But yeah, we'll get there again, Winston and I. God is good. God is great. God is mighty. God is beautiful. And he loves you all so much. And he would never put you in a situation you cannot handle. He would never allow that, because he's in control. So when God's in control, go to sleep. Because he's in control. You have nothing to worry about. And you know, don't worry, be anxious for nothing, because I heard a good statement the other day. Somebody said, worrying is like being in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere, if you know what I mean. You're just there rocking back and forth. It gets you nowhere. And so be anxious for nothing. You know, that's what I'm saying. Hi, Fred. Good to see you, handsome. So, Yeah, that's about all I have. Oh no, one more little testimony. I know I had my mother's testimony. I've been waking up in the middle of the night lately with this like kind of itchy sensation, and it's been disturbing my sleep, and I always need a good 8 hours sleep because I don't function well when I have less than 8 hours sleep. Once I have 8 hours sleep, I wake up rested, blessed, refreshed, ready to take on the day. And I just said to Mum the other morning, I've had this awful itchiness, and I kept scratching and scratching, and I said, Mum, please minister to me. And my mum's a believer too, by the way, for those on here that don't know me. And she just commanded the itchiness, the irritation of the skin, just calm and be soothed. And she prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I haven't had an itch since. And I feel great. I feel elated. And I'm just so happy. I'm so happy, guys. I really am. And I love you all so, so much. And I've missed each and every one of you. And I know I haven't been on in a while, but you have never been far from my thoughts. And you've always been in my prayers. And you guys, my entire family, you skip through my thoughts every day. And you bring so much joy to me. Really, you do. And I'm so thankful and so grateful. And I don't know where I'd be without you all. So God bless you. I love you. Mwah.
Wow. Wow,
Sharon Marie.
Yeah, thanks for those testimonies. That's what I'm waiting for, the testimonies, the hot sharings, and that is hot. And you know,
thank you.
For those that are reading their Bibles, I mean, I don't always read my Bible, but sometimes I do. But I know what's in there, I know the contents. You know, all the church epistles start with the words grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Jesus Christ said, peace, it is me. Have peace in your hearts. Right? You know, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Right? So, well done, Mary. Well done, sister. Well done, daughter of the living God. That's great. That's great that you actually took a stand there as well. And, you know, thanks for your honesty of heart. Because, I mean, we can all miss the mark. We can all be up and down sometimes, but it's when we bring ourselves back. And God just doesn't want us to go out there because he knows the pitfalls. So he's trying to keep us where we need to be. And when we begin, and once we begin, then we continue and continue and continue and continue and continue. And it's about entering at the straight gate and staying on that narrow way. And as long as we do our best to stay put in that area, then God can just do amazing things. And, you know, situations like you've mentioned about would just be like, nothing. You know? So, but that's amazing what, you know, sharing your heart like that. Thank you for sharing that. And it does go to show that how easy it is for any of us to slip if we're not keeping up maintaining the good works that we've been before ordained to walk in. And the fellowshipping together is vital. The connections, the one-on-ones with the minister is vital. And to be reminded the things we need reminding of. So, bless your heart, Marie. Thank you very much for those sharings. And you and your mum, yeah, your face is rising, Percy. It's great. So, on that note, I'd like to ask Sakina, if you're available, would you like to share next, please, sister?
I would. Thank you so much for calling on me. Thank you so much, Marie, sharing your heart. That really blessed me and encouraged me. And it was right on time. Like I shared before, it's been pretty quiet here in South Carolina. So just thanking God and being thankful and grateful and, you know, was having joy in my heart and the simple things of the day to day. And, so last weekend an opportunity came where my husband asked me to go out with him and his friends. And again, like I said before, sometimes I'm pretty much in my own little bubble here where I'm very kind of selective about, you know, who I'm around and who I spend time with. And so I decided to go with him. And basically there was an opportunity, there was an open door, you know, that I missed. And, the next morning, God showed me that it was an open door. As soon as I woke up the next morning, God showed me, you know. And then he showed me why I missed the open door. Because sometimes, you know, when we do fall short, because we will, you know. This is a practicing, this, you know, walking with God, being led by his spirit, doing all the things we're encouraged to do. As we're doing it, we are practicing, you know. We're living with God in our hearts and our minds and doing the things that he puts in our hearts, you know, but there's no perfection in this in terms of, you know, everything is going to be perfect. It's not a controlled situation where the laborer is going to come and be so hungry, where we pray for that. Yes. But there are also open doors that, you know, God will show us, you know, if we so desire. And for me, my confessions have been, you know, Father, I'm willing, I'm able, you know, show me the open doors. And then when there was an open door, I missed it. And so I kind of, you know, I was for a little while, I was kind of in a place of condemnation. And I I allowed the enemy to just put these thoughts in my mind about, you know, why I missed it. Basically lies. They were all lies, right? But everything that we do with God. And even when we make our mistakes or we, you know, we may miss something. And then when we start condemning ourselves, you know, it's true. It separates us. It keeps us, not focused on God and his works, but on ourselves, right? So what I did was I was encouraged, you know, that day to share with my husband that I missed this open door. And I explained that he didn't know what I meant. And I said, well, you know, your friend, you know, made a comment about, somebody asked him to pray for someone. And he said, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to just let mom do that because I don't think God hears my voice. Right. So there's like about 6 or 7 people around. And that was the open door where in a situation where I never would have thought that it would come up, just the name of God or the mention of God. And then this person really showing his heart about where he is with God would have been, you know, that was an open door. But anyway, so I confessed that to my husband and he said, oh yeah, you know, he understood what I meant when I said God shows us open doors. And then he said, you know, and then I explained to him how God showed me that I was being judgmental. You know, I was judging the place where I was. I wasn't focused on God. You know, I was being carnal. And so I shared with my husband and he said, you know, this is what my husband said to me, you know, well, didn't Jesus hang out around sinners and, you know, the lowly quote unquote of the world? Isn't that where Jesus hung out anyway? And so sometimes people use that as an excuse to hang around, you know, be in certain environments. But in the context of what we were talking about, he actually was right in the sense that, you know, and then he added, he said, well, maybe God wanted you to come and he used me to bring you to that moment, you know, and he was right. Maybe that is what God wanted, you know, and the fact that I missed it is not really the point at this point. At this point, it was a learning opportunity, not only for me, because I did, you know, share this with Lawrence too about what happened and what I caught in my one-to-one, you know, which completely, you know, helped me see it even bigger, which was that grace, you know, that grace that God gives all of us. And he meets us right where we are. And so when we are ministering to people or when we're out in the world, and that is our desire. My desire hasn't changed. My desire is still to be a vessel for God and for him to lead me into his good works. That has not changed. But in the lesson that I learned is that We're to walk with grace as Jesus did. Yes, he did hang in a walk, and he was amongst the people, you know, those quote unquote lowly people, but he had the love of God operating in him. And for me, that was a lesson that I needed to learn, you know, again, that continual pruning. The pruning that God does with us day to day as we stay with him and as we stay humble, you know. So the highlight for me was just being humble and present with God and with God being the focus and seeing the hearts as God sees them, just like he sees all of our hearts. You know, we're to do the same. We're imitators of God. We have his nature in us, his spirit. So when we link up and we tap into it and we acknowledge the presence of God in us and we surrender to his will and how he sees things, we will be more like Jesus, right? We will be led into those good works. So for me, it was kind of tough for me because I had to kind of really see myself and say, okay, God, you're still working with me. You're still working in me. We are fully equipped and able to do the good works that God has for us at any given moment, right? But these are the little things that God shows us and teaches us about ourselves. Because ultimately, that's really what it's about. It's about our relationship with God. It's about us receiving from him revelation and sometimes reproof. And sometimes, you know, not sometimes, but wisdom and revelation in the things that we're doing as we're living this life. We do it with him. We do it with his perspective, and we do it with a humble heart so that we can receive and receive everything that he has for us, even correction, you know. And as I spoke to Lawrence and my one-to-one, I received, because the words were there to encourage me even more. So now I have more to work with in terms of, you know, when the laborer comes, there's more to work with. God has shown me. He's teaching. And there's so much more he's going to show. There's so much more he's going to teach, you know. As long as we stay connected with him and we stay connected with like-minded believers who are walking with God in one accord, you know, wanting to do those good works. So for me, thanks for sharing that, Marie, because it really just pinpointed for me in my heart, you know, what God wanted me to share. And in addition to that, you know, Lawrence is coming next week. My family's coming. I have about 11 people coming for the week of the 4th, in town, and some staying with me. And it's going to be a lot going on. And God even showed me in that where, it's kind of like where if you're like, let's say you're getting married and you're a bride and you're really excited about the wedding and the details of the wedding, but then you forget about, okay, this is a marriage. This is bigger than just a wedding day. And for me, God showed me in, you know, like in a thought where it's not about the details of the week, you know, that are going to, that I should focus on so much. Yes, we have to plan. Planning is good, right? But we do everything with God. We do everything with wisdom, you know, and we think about the impact that we have in people's lives and the impact that God can have working through us. And that for me is first and foremost what God is leading me and showing me to focus on instead, but along with the things that I'm doing, to have the right heart, to pray for those that are coming. These are the spiritual things that we, as his daughters and his sons, that we do as leaders, you know. We see things as God sees them. So yes, we're going to have a good time. We're going to fellowship, but there are, you know, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. So even in this, for me, these next couple of weeks, I want God's thoughts to come to my mind and for him to show me, you know, how to move or just to be at whatever he wants me to do. I want to do what God wants me to do, because at the end of the day, we want to be impactful for God in all situations while we're having a good time. You know, that's going to be a given. But, you know, we stay our hearts steadfast, focused on the things that God wants us to do. You know, that's how we walk in this world, spiritually minded and focused on the things of God. You know, it's not about us. It's about him. But then when we make it about him, we are blessed. So ultimately, yes, it is about us because he loves us and we're in the receiving end of his love. But the beginning of it starts with our focus staying on him. So that's where my heart is. And even the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, you know, I'm with work now. I have things going on at work that, you know, I'm being pulled in different directions. And I've been working from home for the past 10 years and it's time, you know, my son is leaving soon. And there are decisions that I have to make when it comes to what it is that I want to do. But I take everything to God and I don't react. I just wait. I wait for revelation. I wait for wisdom. I wait for God to set things up for me, you know, because I want to walk according to his will for my life so that I can walk into those good works where he sets my life up in a way where I'm free to walk and move and do the things that he would have me to do. But in the meantime, I just stay with him and I do the things that I'm encouraged to do and I let him do the rest, right? So we just rest in his accomplished works. We rest in the peace that he's given us, you know, as he does the work. It's God who's doing the work. Someone said that God is in control. He is in control, but he gives us authority and he gives us dominion in this world to speak and confess the things that he would have us to speak and confess, and then everything lines up, but we do that with the right heart. And as we stay with him, he continues to prune and to make better because then there'll be blooms of his fruit, his promises, and his works, the things that he has for us so that we can be blessed and we can walk mightily and we can be triumphant. And, you know, we just stay with him. So that's what I'm doing. That's what's on my heart. It's what I wanted to share. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
That's great, Sukina. Thanks for sharing that. And it's such important things you just said about the planning part and doing it with God. He's the planner and he's got all the right ideas. So that's amazing what you shared there. Thanks for sharing that bit. And yeah, wonderful, wonderful sharing. Absolutely wonderful. And we there's no condemnation to us. You missed something, so what? Don't worry about it. God is still with you. He hasn't left you, so it's amazing. You're still a child of God. So thanks very much for that, Sukina. Next, I'd like to ask Bambi to share, please, or Mango and Human.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Give me just one second.
Hey, Mango. Hi, Bambi. Human.
Hey, everybody. Well, God bless you all. It's really great to be here. I actually just washed a cat, so I just want you all to know that nothing is more peaceful and relaxing than hearing the saints speak about God and his works in the background when you're washing a cat. If you've never done it before, it is everything that you can imagine it would be and more. But yeah, so really great. Tony and I are getting prepared. We're really excited about Lawrence and Fred's visit up here to Pennsylvania. And I thought it was really funny after talking about planning, you called on me the professional planner. That is what I do. That is what my job title was and what my job title will be. That's what I have a degree in. And I plan, and I plan everything to the utmost. And I think that really for me, one of the greatest things has been to not plan anything around this trip whatsoever and just let God lead and see how things go, because it's not my responsibility to plan what God does, and it's not my plan to plan for God. So just relaxing and stepping back, and haven't even gone to the grocery store, Lord. So we are going to see what happens and what comes out, and I know it's going to be fantastic because we're just going to let God do all the direction with that. So we're doing really great. Tony just got back from North Carolina and he had a really wonderful time with his family. He got to see his sister and his brother and celebrate her birthday together and just had a wonderful time with family. And he got back yesterday. And so now we are preparing the house. I got a great week by myself, which was fantastic. I really needed some decompress time to get my mind prepared for Lawrence's trip, to get over the previous job that I had, and also just to start getting myself prepared for my upcoming job. So it was a really great blessing to have that week without Tony here. So I got to kind of slob about, if you will, and wear pajamas all day and eat whatever I wanted, and there was no cooking involved. So that was a great break. And decided also to expand not just my professional wardrobe and get rid of all the clothes that I shared last week that I had before and get new ones, but even extend that to my personal clothes, just kind of looking at what I had and thought, when did I stop caring what I was wearing? And I know it's a superficial thing on some levels, but I also recognize that I'm a daughter of God, and at some point I just went to jeans and t-shirts, and that was a manifestation of several things happening over time. You know, me moving from Nicaragua to living in Pennsylvania and trying to get things figured out to get my husband here, and working from home, and then kind of taking this job and not really caring, and then looking at myself the other day in the mirror when I was at a store looking for professional clothes, and I was like, wait a second, why stop there? So really having fun going shopping and just getting necessary things, not frivolous things, not going over the top, but just redoing everything. And my husband's been really supportive of that as well, just to, you know what, it's a new chapter in life, so I'm going to dress for it. So we're getting ready, like I said, for Lawrence's visit and getting things kind of tidy and rearranging the house and having fun with it and washing the cats. It's not specifically because of Lawrence's visit, but because in springtime I like to get everything nice and tidy, and that includes anything that lives in this house that is not a human. So that's what we're doing right now. What else? I guess the only thing that I would say, what I would really encourage everyone to really let God take the lead. It's the best way to do things. And I've tried to lead things myself. And sometimes they can go all right in the 5 cents world, but they don't have the long view that God does. And sometimes God shows us to do things. And that is what we need to do. You know, this morning, Tony woke up with a little bit of an earache, and I was inspired to give him hot water with salt and have him gargle for a while. And he came downstairs and said his ear felt much better. And so, you know, I didn't have that in my mind this morning to get up and make hot water with salt, but it came to me, and I recognize when things come to me to follow that and to follow that direction and do that in every aspect of life. From the grocery store to jobs we take to how we interact with people and learning how to do that more and more in every way. So, like I said, nothing is planned except some flights and a drive to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And there is a planned sandwich on the agenda. That's the only thing we have planned. And when that sandwich occurs is up to God. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll be in and out. I've got you all in the background, but I've got two more cats to wash. So one down, two to go. Thank you all for your prayers as I go wash some cats.
Wow, can't wait to be with you, Bambi. And great share. I'm glad you've got the cats all washed ready for us.
Yeah.
just for you, Laura. Nice and tidy, just for you.
Lovely. See you tomorrow. How exciting, eh?
I know, I can't wait.
Brilliant.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, wonderful sharing, Bambi. Thank you very much for that, about how you're washing your cats, and have fun with that. And, you know, obviously do it with God. You wash your cat with God. And you'll have the best cat. Seeing this result. So there you go. That's my input. anyway, so next, I would like to ask Becky to share, please. We're coming back over this side of the pond.
Hello, guys. God bless you.
Hey, Becky.
Your wonderful name is Jesus Christ. Thank you for getting me to share. I was just running around the house, to be honest, trying to find my keys. But I'm actually sat in my new children's bedroom, because we've been doing the children's bedroom, mate, which is lovely. Nice to be sat in here. God is good. Really great. And for myself and my family, it's just been so wonderful. We had a fantastic leaders meeting on Monday, which Jack was able to come to. And it was, you know, when things, God really knows each and every step of our lives, and he knows everything that is needed within everyone's household. He knows what's needed within people's hearts. He knows what's needed as an individual. And a lot has changed change for us over, you know, there's been like a few up changes and then down changes. And now we're very much we're on such a great road, you know, we have wonderful children and I'm so thankful to God because I know from where we were, I know from where I was that none of this would have been possible, that we were definitely in the pit and he brought us completely into the palace. And some people may how did that become? And first it's really making that decision and really just going to God with your full heart and saying, you know, God, I'm for you, like I really want to live my life for you. I really want the best life. And sometimes people won't understand. People may doubt you. People may doubt God. But when they start to see your journey and they start to see the strength within you, they start to ask questions. They start to recognize that it's not Becky, or, you know, it's not just Becky anymore. This is Christ within her, and she is living a complete normal as such life, but a great life, which if people knew, that seemed quite impossible before I had children. And God knows. God really does know each and every one of us individually, and which I sit back very much in awe of him. And since a few changes has happened, I've sat with God and I've really just said, you know, I would really like to grow from stuff that I may not have roam from as a child as I should have, and I want to learn about myself, and I want to know how to be able to overcome situations and circumstances with you, God, you know, and with God all things are possible, and we really truly cannot live life without God. And especially if you're called and you're chosen, God really wants you to really listen and be humble. So this week I really restarted my journaling again. I really started to really just, you know, really lock in and really listen, really, you know, take things to the next level. But with full heart. And I was journaling the other day and God was just giving me many different things of, you know, what I needed on a personal level, what I needed to accomplish, what I needed to do, to, you know, become as such. We are already as Christ. But some things may need extra work if you have bad habits in the past, or maybe a little bit of a negative attitude here. God will work you through step by step, and this is so true, like the negatives really do turn into positives. On Sunday I done half marathon, which I felt on a personal level was quite negative for me at that time. But now I look back to a few days ago and I look back and I'm so thankful that God taught me what he taught me on that long run, on that day, on that race. I'm so thankful I went through that, because sometimes if we don't go through things, we won't grow. We won't actually see the benefits that God has for you. you really cannot be mixing with God and the world and thinking it's okay, because it's certainly not. God really wants your full attention. He wants you fully focused. He wants you to take everything really seriously with heart. Obviously, have joy, be calm, you know, have fun with it. But he really wants you to take everything seriously, because it's, you know, our lives aren't a joke, and it's not to be messed around with. And God wants you to live the best life. He wants you to really be that full focus, because that's when you're going to become the best version of you, because he will teach you things that you may not have ever known. He will teach you each day how to overcome situations and how to act in many different circumstances, and how to actually let go of situations that before could have, you know, eaten you up or like really given you a bit of a negative bad mind. He really loves us so much that he like molds and shapes you. And when you are humble and meek towards God, and you learn to actually, you learn to fight the carnal mind off and really walk in that spiritual, the benefits are so great. Like it's very humbling to see how God can really switch every situation around. And just in an instant, he can really switch a situation around. Stay in there and stick in there. Keep your words as God would speak. Keep your mind as God would think. And how would God think, you know? We need to, and sometimes we do need to sit and really dwell on the things of God, to then learn what he's thinking, to learn how he confesses. Yes, we need to put the work in, but when it's done, it becomes a habit, and then the habit becomes life and living. And then you will surely, and your life will change so big when you really do listen. You know, we all know to confess. We all know to speak in tongues. We all know to pray. We all know to honor God. And when you're doing the things that God is encouraging you to do, and you'll carry on doing it, and you don't fall back, or you really do everything with full heart, then God is really going to ensure that the purpose he has for your life is fulfilled. That when you stick in there and you're faithful to everything that he's given you to do, he is really going to come through at every point. And you are then going to start recognizing why he's shown you to do, you know, on whatever is encouraged for you to do. He will give light in each and every one of those situations, and you'll be like, ah, I understand now, Father. I thank you. I thank you that you've given me certain aspects, you know, certain things to do for me so I can grow. Because, you know, he, as I say, he's an individual God. And when you connect to God first and foremost, but when you connect to, the minister, Lawrence, and Lawrence gives you encouragement to do, really go ahead and do it. Take it as the words from God, because, you know, the words that he speaks, and Kim, the words that they speak have completely changed my whole entire life. And it's not because of them, it's because God working within them. And when you grab hold of that, And you really see that, you see from the spiritual eyes that they're the point of contact on earth for you to learn from, and you humble yourself, and you just, I sit there sometimes and like, wow, How did they know that? And because they didn't, but God did. And many of times sat in a one-on-one situation and it's been spoken, then the next day it's either happened or a couple of days after it's happened. Because God is a complete loving God who wants you to just, you know, understand him and understand that he wants the best for you to live the best life. So this is what I think I wanted to share this week. And yeah, God bless you. And I just thank you so much. Thank you everyone for your heart. So thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for my ministers. And I appreciate this life so much. So much more, and God is within it, and God really can humble you in the most loving way. I'm just so thankful. So God bless you.
Hey man, what a sharing.
Yeah, amazing sharing, Becky. Thank you very much for that. And there's a lot of important keys in there that we can all grasp and glean from that and get inspired by that. So thank you very much for sharing that, Becky. Hot sharing as ever. Next, I'd like to travel to another part of the country, the city, and ask my brother and sister, Danny and Amber, just down the road there, to share, please.
Hello, and everyone, and God bless.
Hello, and God bless.
Thanks, Jason, for getting us to share. One second. Kiki, can you shut this door, please? That's it. Yeah, I just wanted the door shut because otherwise you'll be hearing Dre in the background. Really wonderful night. God has blessed each and every one of us to be on here tonight and see some new faces and some old faces. And it's just really great what God is doing through each and every one of us and how he's encouraging us, inspiring us, and bringing us to a realization of who he is, but who we are also. And God has a plan for each and every one of us. You know, the plan for Lawrence right now is to travel to the USA. The travel for Bambi right now is to be washing our cats. You know, the plan that God has for all of us is very different, is very unique, and it changes either each day, each week. But as we know, God loves us so much that when we just go to him with our whole heart, when we pray and speak in tongues and look to God, we know that he's directing our every step. Everything we do is with God, and everything we desire, God is going to bring to pass. We're to have no fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. When we start to get elements of fear or anxiety or worry, we know that's not from our God. And that's when we pull close. That's when we connect to the people who are really walking with God, who are going to encourage us, who are going to inspire us. The thing when we're feeling those emotions is it wants to keep us isolated, try and keep us away. But that's when we push in more. We push into the goodness of God more. We seek God more. Because when we seek God, we will find him. When we knock, he will open the door. And he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He always has us in the palm of his hand. And there are so many great opportunities that God wants us to experience. God wants us to really walk in great power and authority and obedience. Also, because we have to be obedient to God to be able to want to hear from him, to be led of him, and to hear from him through that spirit. And hearing the words from God is a powerful thing. God really wants us to hear what he has to say. We can all talk, and we can all talk very well, and God speaks through us all very powerfully. But the greatest power or the greatest thing is when we hear the words from God and do them and put them into practice and action. Because when we're doing things God is putting in our heart to do, and we're hearing those inspired words from God and we're practicing them, then that's when we're able to withhold the fiery darts. That's when we're able to gird up our loins and be strong and courageous, so that the thoughts of worry, doubt, fear, the conditions of the world can not affect us, but in the moments when it is affecting, whoever that may be, then when we go to God and then push into where God's connected us, we get great peace. You know, we get great direction. We get great wisdom. Because above all things, God wants us to have wisdom. And through that wisdom, we're able to navigate perfectly through every situation. When the storms seem really, really bad and it seems really rough, we're able to really have confidence to speak to the storm and say peace. Now that storm can look in many different ways. It could look to some people financially, physically, emotionally. It can look in relationships. But God is above all of those things. He really, really is. And he wants each and every person on here to know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. There is nothing in this world that can affect us when we don't consider the circumstances. You know, we don't have to consider what is going on around us. We don't have to focus on the things going on around us. When we are focusing on those things, then we just need to pull ourselves back and be back in alignment with the way God's directing us. And sometimes you may think things are quiet. Sometimes you may think things aren't going on. Sometimes you may think, well, where's the laborers, or what am I doing, or like, where's the direction? But it's in the quiet moments, it's in those still quiet moments where things are happening very powerfully in the spiritual realm, you know, where God is moving everything perfectly in the spiritual realm so we can bring it into our physical. And he just wants all of us to know that he is with us, and he is moving very, very powerfully through each and every one of us. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. And each and every one of us are led of that Spirit. And we are very powerful, and we're all very unique, and we're all able to conquer any situation because God is with us. The Lord Jesus Christ paid for absolutely everything. If you need healing, if you need relationships restored, if you need friendships, if you need companionship, if you need laborers, if you desire a new work or a new family, like you desire a family or you desire to travel, God absolutely wants to be involved in all of those things, and he wants to lead you and direct you perfectly. But he wants to be the one in the driver's seat. He wants to be the one who is navigating it, not us trying to do it for him, not us trying to take the lead or us trying to make things happen. Because we can do that when things seem quiet. We can think, well, I'm going to try and make this happen today, or, oh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. But really, God wants us to rest, be at peace, be still and know that he is God. Be committed to the calling he has on your life. Be committed to the person who God has called you to be. And know that nothing or nobody can be against you. You know, even when you're feeling those thoughts and emotions, when certain things are going on, you know, it's just be at peace, pick up the phone, speak in tongues, intercede, get with God, even when your mind might be going to the left or to the right and you feel like you might not be able to pray, or, you know, just sit and speak in tongues, because when we intercede in the Spirit, then everything becomes perfect in the physical. And God loves each and every one of us so much. He has every hair on our head numbered. He knows the beginning and the end. He knows the plans he has for us. And he says they're plans to prosper us. And in John, it says God desires that we prosper and be in health. So let's just keep that in mind, that we're all prospering and we're all in health. and that prospering means to have a good journey through life. And so anything that is going against you having a good journey through life is not of God. So that means that we can fellowship more, we get quiet with God more, we might have to remove ourselves away from the things going on in the world or even our working environments or our situations. And you'll say, well, Amber, I can't remove myself from work. I need finances. I need money. But God will direct you. But like you say, God, I need a break. God, I need help. God, I need you to show me. God will navigate you perfectly so that you can have the rest that you need, so you can have the clear mind that you need, so you can be refocused, re-energized, revitalized, and that you're manifesting that light, you know, because when the light is shining through you, everyone benefits from that light, you know. It's like if it's dark outside and one light comes on, the whole street benefits from that one light. So we are the lights of the world. We are that light. We are that light that is really bright, and you are really bright in every situation, even if you don't feel like it. You are very strong in every situation, even if you don't feel like it. And why are we strong? Because we have Jehovah God as our dad. We have the Holy Spirit living within us. We are quickened each and every day. You know, we are valuable and really, really triumphant. God really wants each of us to understand our value and our favor and healing. You know, God is recovering all of you very, very quickly. God is recovering your finances very, very quickly. And these aren't just words. They're not just words. They're promises from God. They're his promises to all of his children. And when we cleave unto his promises and believe it with our whole heart, then mighty things happen. You know, mighty, mighty things happen. And so God wants you just to be very blessed. I don't know where this come from. I think hearing the sharings tonight and everything, I think God's just energizing me to encourage you all that you are all great people and you are important people and you are all needed and you are all very, very important and in the place where God needs you to be. And don't be distracted to the left or to the right, you know, let's stay on that narrow road. Even if it seems boring or you feel like you need friendships or you need people around you, God just says you just need me right now. Just stay with me. And when you stay with me, I will lead you. I will open the doors. Because when we try and open the doors for God and do things in our own strength, we kind of hinder things, you know. So praying for the laborers are absolutely important. Praying for people, praying for friendships, praying for his work, praying that millions of people come through us because of God's favor and God's grace upon our life. And is about being strong in the things that we're being taught, strong in the things that we're being encouraged, not getting above ourselves or too big for our boots, thinking that we know it all and that we don't need anyone else or we don't need anything else, you know, because we all need one another. We all need the body of Christ. We all need that encouragement. We all need that inspiration given from God when God is speaking. And for us, like, is each other and that man or woman of God that God's put in front of us. So for all of us on here, Lawrence and Kim, and for the people who you have, it's you. And for the people that me and Danny have is us, you know. And it's about being bold and not afraid to say the truth in love. Being confident that God is working and God is moving and not being distracted or becoming a stumbling block because of the distractions going on around. The distractions will come and go. How are we responding or reacting to those distractions? You know, the things will happen and then we overcome them because we've already overcome every situation by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. So, yeah, stay strong. Stay really, really strong. Stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay on fire for God, stay on fire, keep that spirit on fire living within you, keep walking and talking and praising God in every situation, in the dull moments, praise God, in the sad moments, praise God, in the happy moments, praise God, is when you're happy, you're blessed, you're prospering, you're content, that's when you should be praising God more, that's when you should be praying more, that's when you should be really going to God more, because it's not about when everything's going wrong. It's about when everything's going right. because God wants us to live that way when everything's going right every day, all day, and for the rest of our lives. So, yeah, this was really, this just came out of me. I didn't plan. I was a bit distracted even before Jason called on me because I've got the children here. So this has just come out. So God bless you all. I'm praying for all the arrangements, for the America trip with Bambi and her husband and Fred and Sakina and her husband, Kathy Clark, Ethel, Van, Free, everyone. And I know I've missed many people. Nancy and Scott, I know that was really big on Lawrence's heart to see them. And that's going to be really wonderful. It's just amazing how God organizes everything. It's just amazing how God comforts our hearts and gives us what we need. He knows what we need, and he knows the right time and when we need it. And so for God, Lawrence needed to go on this trip. And for all of you, Lawrence needs to come and see you. And it's just going to be really, really great. So have a wonderful, wonderful time. We'll be praying for you. We look forward to speaking and fellowshipping as we are anyway. Remember, the phone is very easy to access. Sure, Lawrence will pick up his phone whenever. Don't be alone. Don't be isolated. Don't be tripped out, you know. Just keep doing the things that you're encouraged. And if you're being encouraged to do something and you don't really understand it, or it goes against what you've learned in the past, just have a humble heart to ask the question, like, why are you asking me to do this? Like, why am I? And when you ask the question, you'll understand. Like, you'll understand. God wants us to receive all the words gladly. But sometimes there's no harm in asking the question so that you're blessed and so that you gain the results and see the benefit of everything God wants for you. God really wants you to have everything he's designed, but sometimes there is trickery that goes on, but we don't have to conform to that trickery. We don't even have to acknowledge that trickery. We just renew our mind. We just renew what God says, and we keep pushing forward. So have a really, really great, awesome weekend, week. And Fred, I don't think we'll speak to you, but me and Danny just want to wish you a very happy birthday for Monday also, because we know that's coming up. So have a great one, bro. Love you all. God bless. Thank you, Sonny.
Well, thanks, Mom. That was great. Fantastic. God bless you all. And I think I'll put the video on. I feel inspired.
Oh, I should have.
It's okay. So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And that was really, really great, Amber. Just how God perfectly organizes everything for us to really, you know, enjoy this life, to not be in trouble, not to be in fear, worry, but that we can really be an example here in this life, that we can shine as lights. And it doesn't matter where we're at in life, but we're ready to go. Like, God has really caused us ready to go. He's given us his spirit because we can all manifest speaking in tongues. We all confess Jesus Christ and Lord, and we believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead. So we are all able to walk in the same footsteps of as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can really step out and we can really walk in that newness of life, because it's not done by ourselves. It's not done by the carnal thinking, but is done by the Spirit. So just as we operate speaking in tongues, you know, we just get up and we walk with God. We walk with God and we, you know, we speak those heavenly words into our life. Every step that we take, we say, I am blessed. I am healed. I am saved. You know, every moment, like, we really got to claim what is ours and take that stand and be bold in that. And, you know, when we take that stand, like, the way, you know, I kind of see it is like, when I made that committed decision, you know, I'm not going to have anything less than what God is saying. And if I'm not seeing something right now, clearly that's okay, because God's going to reveal it. If we're not seeing something, it's okay. God will reveal as we continue to seek him. It was like when the disciples couldn't cast out the devil spirit of the young boy. You know, Jesus said to them, you know, where is your faith? You know, they just weren't seeing something at that time. But what did Jesus Christ do? He said, bring me the boy, I will cast out. And he cast out the spirit from the boy, and the boy was healed. So, you know, just remember, like, God is revealing this great revelation of Christ in us, like, because we have Christ in us, but it's walking that out in manifestation. And as we continue to seek God, as we continue to say not what we see, but say what we want, like, this is just really, that is a word from God. And, you know, it's made a massive and tremendous difference in my life. And yes, sometimes I may speak a negative word, but it's great because I do, you know, Amber will say, you know, watch your words. Or even my little niece, Kiki, will say, you know, what are you saying? So it's good to be, you know, really careful on what comes out of this mouth. And it's just a practice. And if we do say something wrong, it's fine. God's covering us. God has our back. He, like as Amber was saying, he will never leave us nor forsake us. So again, understanding that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're not just servants. We are sons. We have a sonship and daughtership of heaven. So like God is working on our behalf. He's going before us and perfectly arranging everything that is promised to us. Everything is set up for us to walk in his glory, to walk in his light, to walk in the prosperity that God has for each and every one of us. And all we have to do is say, I believe this. And we go and seek the kingdom of God. We go after God's heart to be that exact replica in a sense of Christ, that we can walk in love, that we can speak the truth in love, that nothing's going to hold us back. We're not going to allow the forces, darkness of this life, which comes through the news and the media, through people, distract us from the focus that we have in hand, which is what? Which is having all men to be saved, which is fellowshipping one with another, speaking life in everyday situations, not concerning the old former things of the flesh, but looking for that newness of life in Christ Jesus, renewing our mind. We're going to have thoughts come. We're going to have negative thoughts come, but it's down to us as the believer to renew that, to kick that crap out and replace it with the heavenly thoughts, with the heavenly words. And, you know, bringing heaven to earth, that's what we do through the words, through the confession that we speak. And God does the work in all of that. So when we say be healed, God is doing the work on the healing. God is working and acting upon the words that we speak and what we're believing in our heart. And that goes for death or life. If we're speaking death, if we're speaking negative, then, you know, we're going to reap of that. But we don't want to do that. We want to have all the benefits which God promises us. So God encourages us to do these very simple things, like fellowshipping one with another, esteeming others higher than yourself, you know, breaking of bread, honoring God, praying, speaking in tongues, you know, good confession. These are the encouragement that God has for his people. You know, that we're walking in this manner. Because when we walk in this manner with faith, we're going to be blessed. We're going to be on fire. We're going to be reaping the reward. Because God says, like, if you do these things, you will be blessed. You know, and Amber said, you said it, you know, that God's heart towards us is to prosper in this life. He doesn't want us arguing. He doesn't want us bickering. He really wants us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. That our words are not just words, but our words have power. Because God is on them. God is using us in a great way. And he's using each and every one of you in a great way. Because you're called of him. You're called of him. Like, how amazing that our Heavenly Father, through Christ, has called us to a great and mighty calling. And as it says in Jeremiah, you know, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. So the more I'm walking this walk with God, the more I'm seeing that I got to want this more and more than I did yesterday. That's how I'm seeing it. And I think God is building that desire in me also to see that, you know, we seek after those things which are above and not those things which are on the earth. So we go after those heavenly wonders. That's what we go after. You know, having his, personality in us shining through, Christ in us shining through. So, you know, God is working that in us. God is leading our every step. And again, it's just believing that and really taking that stand. And, you know, again, like I give thanks to God for my dad, who's going to be going off to America. And it was great to see him earlier and just have that time with him, because I know God has great things in store. He always does. What, you know, every trip he's gone on and every trip I've been going on with him, God always is doing something great, because God never stops working, and we shouldn't stop too. We should keep seeking after the things of God. We should really endeavor to diligently seek him. Why? Because God says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we know as we seek God, he's rewarding us in every avenue. You know, but the biggest reward was giving us Jesus Christ, so that we can have this free access to the living God, so that we can take our stand and not be conformed to this world, because we got the Spirit of God living in us. God is energizing in us. We just have to say yes and commit to those encouragement that God is speaking to us. That'd be via the scripture or by God, like by the Spirit of God. Through each person, like, you know, I remember, because I know most people, you know, are from the Way, Dr. Werewolf. You know, I remember when I was young, my mum would always have her notepad, like, and when people would come for classes, people would have their notepads, their pens, the eagerness, you know, like that eager, ready to learn. You know, when we come on this fellowship, we should be eager to, we don't have to come with notes now because God is working by that Spirit, but we should be eager listening to each person. What's being shared? What's God speaking through this person right now? Is there anything here for me? Like, God, what do you have for me? What's the direction? You know, because if there isn't a direction, we're wandering aimlessly, and God hasn't called his people to wander aimlessly, but to move in the fullness of what he has for us. And I really feel like God has got all of us in that place where we're walking in all fullness of that calling. We're going to fulfill that calling that God has for us, because God has said it. God has put it on our lives. Each person on here, we're here because God has called us. And we just take that and run with it. We don't allow anything. We don't allow bills. We don't allow the fear of man to take that away from what God has for us. And I feel like that's what God is showing me and teaching me. And it's just every day, like God, when I'm at work, it's just being in Christ. And, you know, I'm really learning to respond, not from my carnal self or with a worldly, but really learning to, okay, God, do you want me to say anything? And learning like this, because I just don't want to respond carnally. Everything I'm doing, I want to be led of God, because I know people will be reached then. Hearts will be opened, and God is just doing a great, great thing wherever I'm going, wherever my wife is going. God is opening doors for us to speak. It's becoming so frequent now. Like a month ago, I'd be like, well, where is the people? But now it just seems like, well, longer than a month ago, but now it just seems like God is just popping, you know, these people up to share with and to encourage and to love and exhort and to give those heavenly words where people may be sat in darkness. Because God can see, you know, what I'm doing in secret, what my wife is doing in secret. And so, like, that's where I believe it lies, is what we do is in our personal time when no one's looking, when we're not in front of anyone. That's where we grow. That's why Jesus Christ took himself away. It wasn't always a big show of healing this person, healing that person. He was having that time with God, our Father. He was he had a relationship. God was working in him, leading in him. Jesus Christ was going to him, obviously asking for answers and direction. So, like, this is what we do in every day. We go to God for everything, knowing that he has the answer and solution already at hand. And we may not be able to see it, but by faith, we're moving in that direction. Because God is going to pull us through. God is going to make us the victor in everything that we do. And what a mighty God we serve. And so, like, I'm just so excited and just really eager because, like, God has great things in store. Like, even like, I'm so excited for Dad to be going to America and just seeing what God is going to do there, but also what he's continuing to do here. We have great goals and visions. Like, my desire is so to see many fellowships here so that we can do an itinerary, that we can go, you know, to different houses and have fellowship with new leaders, new believers. And God is doing it right now. He's doing it. He's moving. So, like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not missing this bus this time. I'm staying focused and my heart is toward him. And so, like, when we have that heart of being motive and not being on that back burner, you know, God loves that. Satan wants us to be on that back burner, man, but he has no authority. And when we understand that he has no authority, God is able to really work in us greatly because Christ has defeated him. And so, like, for me, I'm not going to be missing out on what God has for me. And I'm going to go after everything that I've got in my heart, just like I've seen my dad done over the 30 years I've been alive, you know, and God has truly blessed him. And it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning with more focus of heart, with more understanding. So, you know, I'm just so blessed and thankful that we all get to come on there. Like, we all get to share what God is doing and what God has for each of us. And all of us can speak by the Spirit. All of us can speak in tongues. We can all prophesy. So, like, let's answer that call and let's not believe anything less than what God is saying. And no reports, negative reports from the world, from the news, from any doctor. We believe God report only. And, you know, that is end of. That's the exclamation mark at the end. God is first and we're not going to believe any other doctrine than what he is saying. Because these words will set you free. This is the truth. And Jesus said, when you know the truth, you'll be set free. Why? Why will you be set free? Because God gives the enlightenment to that truth. He shows you, like, illuminates, like, oh, I see this now, you know, wow, I see what you're saying and understand. So, like, again, we're going level to level. God is always upgrading us, always making us the top, even when it may not seem like it. We're at the top. So, yeah, just God is great. We serve a mighty God. And also, you know, I want to encourage that, you know, if we're believing for something, then we come together and pray and we expect together. Like, this is great. God wants this. God wants us to really come together, move in the signs, miracles and wonders because they follow the believer. So, and they're following each and every person on here. They're following you and the blessings of God are chasing you down. And they're going to overtake you. And you're going to be like, where am I going to put all these blessings? You're going to pass it on to the next person because you're blessed to be that blessing. So I love each and every one of you. Do not allow fear, worry and doubt creep in. Because when that creeps in or when it appears, we know it's not of God. And so that's when we start to speak faith, confidence and trust over that. Because it defeats fear, worry and doubt every time. Faith, confidence and trust in our God. So that's what we do. We stay focused on what God is saying, that we are blessed to be that blessing. So I love each and every one of you, and I hope this has encouraged you and blessed you. Stay focused with God, speak in tongues much, and honor God with your substance. So love you very much. Bless you.
God bless everyone.
God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And look at all the great strength God has built in every heart as we continue to look to him, as we continue to focus with God. as we keep a humble and meek heart before him and before each other. Very important. And as we do what God puts in our hearts to do, sometimes people may not see what we're doing. They may think that we're manufacturing or doing it from our own efforts, but it doesn't matter what people think. You do what God puts in your heart to do, and then the fruit will show from what you're doing. And I know I give thanks to God for his love for me and for his kindness and his, and the wonderful people he's put in my life for bringing me to this wonderful point, you know, that God has always had a plan to prosper us, all of us. He's got a plan to prosper you. And when I mean prosper, we're not just talking about finance. We're talking about in your heart, in your mind, in your thinking, to give you clarity of thinking. The best thing to have in the world is clarity of thinking and knowing that you are with God is the most peaceable thing on the face of this earth. And we have the peace of God in us. And God is with us. And he understands you as an individual very thoroughly and completely. And he's made you complete in Christ. And he doesn't look at you after the flesh. We don't look at each other after the flesh. God sees you as his son. And he loves you. And he's got great plans. And it's just as we stay with God, as we keep a humble and meek heart with God, that we will see the glory of God. And God really wants us to be happy. He wants us to be blessed. You know, sometimes we worry about what people think of us because of the things we say, or people might think we're not connecting or doing these things. But the point is, your fruit will always show and tell the story in your life. And the biggest fruit that comes is what comes out of your mouth, what you're saying, what you're speaking. And so God has taught me so many wonderful things through this journey of life. And we are on that journey with God. It's a walk with him. He's got the plan. He's got the blueprint for the word over us and in us, and to navigate us for his purposes, for his higher purposes, for people to come from darkness to light. And, you know, when we refresh people, we will be refreshed ourselves. So our heart now as born again children of God is to serve others. Now, our life is about service, and, you know, in our old nature, maybe we served ourselves and what we wanted, but God wants us to take our eyes off us and fix them on him, and then do the things that are in front of us. And there's no greater joy to know that you've been a part of helping someone else walk with God. You've been a part of bringing deliverance and healing and direction to people's lives from the words that God has put in your heart. And like I said, if you refresh others, you will be refreshed yourself. So if you need a refreshing, look to give, look to serve, look to encourage someone else. When we take our eyes off of us, then we can see the glory of God. When we keep our eyes on our problems, our circumstances, then we come into worries, fears, and doubts. And that just stops us from moving. You know, and whatever's going on in your life, whatever area of need you have in life, God has the solution. God has already provided for it. So we need to get God in on the scene on those things. So instead of worrying about things, instead of trying to figure it out in our own strength, God needs us to just go to him and say, Father, this is what's going on in my life right now. And, you know, I'm not happy, or, you know, I'm upset, or I'm confused. You need to, you know, do something for me so I can see the wood through the trees. You need to clear out the logs in my eyes, or the veil that are over my eyes. So I want your truth, because I know it's that truth that sets us free. And God wants us to really be moving. He's filled us with the Spirit of God so that we can move in the power of God, and that we can live in the power of God. It's not just walking and ministering here and there. He wants us to live in the power of God, that we're speaking those heavenly words from our mouth, and what we are thinking, the self-talk. You know, we talk to ourselves. Becky brought this up to me. She said she just mentioned about self-talk, and we do talk to ourselves, right, when we're thinking. What is your self-talk? Is it negative thoughts? Is it worries, fears, and doubts? How am I going to pay this bill? I got something wrong with me. I've not got a lot of finances, or I haven't got a lot of friends. You know, there's many self-talk conversations we can have with ourselves, but we need to catch ourselves on, grab hold of our minds, and bring everything back to who we are in Christ. So I've just been living a wonderful life. And you know, I woke up the other morning. I had Amber come up for a one-on-one. She wanted to come up really early, so I said yes because it was early. And so I woke up at 5. She was coming at 9:30. I woke up at 5. I thought, no, that's too early. Woke up at 6. No, that's too early. Woke up at 7. No, that's too early. Woke up at 8. No, that's too early. I'm going to get another hour because I had broken sleep. And then it's 9:15. Kim said, you better get up. Amber's going to be here in a minute. But I woke up. That's time that Kim woke me up with this wonderful thought in my mind about Jacob. You know, Jacob and his brother and how Jacob stole the birthright off him, you know, the blessings of God, which was obviously in God's plan. But just how, you know, he went and worked for his uncle and his uncle was kind of ripping him off. But God keeps the score. See, you know, we can say, no, this person's hindered me or that person's hindered me, but God keeps the score. And he'll reward you for your faithfulness and diligence. And so Jacob was a very blessed man at the end of that whole story. You want to go and read it. It's in Genesis. And then I was thinking about the children of Israel, you know, 400 years of hard labor, you know, under taskmasters, you know, like working nearly 24 hours a day until they dropped. You know, God let the children of Israel leave there with all the gold and all the silver. God keeps the score. If you think about Job, he had a beautiful family. He was prosperous. He is a man of integrity. He loved God. And then through his wrong confession and repetitiveness of his confession, maybe my children have sinned. And so he was praying this and saying this. And it just opened the door for the enemy to come in to rack and ruin the things in Job's life. But at the end of that, you know, God turned everything around for Job and blessed him double for his trouble. You know, so I realized through this journey of mine, my personal journey, I've had lots of things in my way, lots of people hinder me, I've hindered myself, you know, I've had many different doctrines and things like this, and I thought I was doing the things right, and I actually wasn't. But God has really rewarded me for staying with him, even when we had no one come into fellowship. I would come here every Thursday, or every Wednesday, I think it was, and I would teach to the walls. I would sit down over there where Kim and Jason are sitting. I would look at these walls and this television and pretend that there was people there. I seen it in my eyes, in my mind. You know, I seen that there were people there and I would share and I would teach. And then when I got into my website, you know, when there was not a lot going on, I would do audios, put them up from what I was sharing. I would do written articles because my heart was after God. I wanted the truth from God, and all of us do. And all of us want to really live unto God, but it does take that really focusedness to keep God first, like really have God first in our lives. And even though there's many things that go on in our daily living, you know, I got a wife, I got grandchildren, I got children, there's believers, there's many things people want my attention, which is great, and I really love that I'm able to serve and to give. And then there's things that my wife wants me to do, but I'm doing something else over there. And then I have to stop that and come and please her. And then come and please the kids, come and please the grandkids. And then there's other people. There's many things that are going on, which if you wasn't with God, it'd just drive you crazy. You know, it'd just drive you think, oh, I'm not doing this. But God has taught me how to navigate all these situations and still be at peace and still be able to speak by the Spirit. And so it doesn't matter what goes on. You just stay with God in your daily living. Just love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. When you wake up, someone said it, when you wake up in the morning, you give your day to God. You know, you give everything to him, and you expect a great day no matter what comes up in that day. You know, because we got other people around us, haven't we? They might not be having such a good day. So, you know, you're taking the brunt of their not such a good day. So how are you going to respond to that? Are you going to argue back? Are you going to point stuff out? Or are you just going to keep quiet and give it to God and pray for that person that's not having a good day? You know, these things are a practice. Everything we do is a practice. So I'm very excited about coming to the USA. I know it's led of God. God has provided everything for us and for me to do that comfortably. So I'm not having to worry about money and where's this coming from? Where's that coming from? Where am I going to stay? And I don't worry about it. I really just don't have a care about these things because I know that God is my sufficiency. God supplies everything for me. God's got me to the place now where I don't even worry. I used to worry about all these things. And it says in Matthew that we're not to take thought for tomorrow. What we have today is enough to deal with. So just take one day at a time. You know, someone's talking about planning. Yes, we do plan. Like, this has been planned to come to the USA, but I still had to live it every day. You know, up until this point of me leaving tomorrow to come to the USA, which I'm so thankful to God for. And there was many things that we've done, and then all of a sudden we're doing the garden up, we're doing this up, we're buying that, we're buying this. And I'm thinking, oh, I didn't want to pay out all these things. And God says, don't worry. Why are you worried? You know, just do the things that are there. So when we just do every day what God gives us to do, the blessings are there, the peace is there, the direction is there. Even if something is not so great in a day, you know, you'll get over it, you know, because you look to God. You look to God for all things. So I know that we're on track for great things. I know God is navigating us. I don't know the full purpose of coming to the USA. In other words, I know that God wants me to connect with those that are connecting with me on here. I haven't met Kathy. She's been connecting 4.5 years. I think Andy must be 8 years, something like that. I haven't met her face to face. And then there's other people making a great effort to come to Florida, you know, from all over the USA, paying out money. And God's provided everything. And he will continue to provide everything. But we can't be circumstance controlled. We can't be controlled by money. We can't be controlled by environments or whatever's going on. Because the just shall live by faith and not by sight. So whatever you desire in your life, you go for it. If God is putting something in your heart, don't look at what about this and what about that. Just go and do what God puts in your heart. Don't let money be the issue. Don't let people be the issue. Don't fear anyone's faces. But you speak boldly what God puts in your heart. And God's brought me to this point now where I can really just say what I need to say. What comes to my heart, what is convicting my heart to say to someone or to a group, just to say it. But God brought me to that point before I would watch everything I say. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe someone's not liking what I say. I don't want to offend this person. Jesus Christ never thought that when he was reproving the Pharisees and the Sadducees, or when he was telling Peter, you know, get behind me, Satan, you know, when he was doing these things. You know, he reproved and he corrected, but it was so much with love and for the heart of the person. So when we get our minds off the carnal flesh of ourself and of other people, then we can truly see the heart and the life of a person that God has called before the foundations of the world, that we can help them if they've got situations going on in their life. If they're humble and meek to receive our words, we can help in their error of weakness, because we all have those, you know, and we're strong as our weakest link, right? So what's the weakest thing in your life? What is the thing that you struggle with? You can get delivered from it. God is a God of deliverance. You know, he wants you to really manifest Christ, so there should be more of Christ coming out of you than you, than the old you, you know? So I'm very, very happy. Like I said, I don't know what God's going to do. He's going to do something for everywhere we go, I believe. There's going to be something that's significant, whether we see it immediately or afterwards. There will be fruit from this trip. God is going to bless it. He's going to multiply it. And he's going to cause the people I see to be blessed, because God has given me a job to encourage. And so I haven't planned anything, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to share, because I let God give me the words. I let God navigate me, just like Jesus Christ. And each day he was navigated by God. He spent time in the morning with the Father praying, and he was getting his instruction, what he was going to do. And we can do the same thing. We can have that same relationship with God that the Lord Jesus Christ had. And it's a practice. It is a practice to deny our own negative thoughts, our own self-talk, and get focused with the Father. And as you do that, God will keep you in perfect peace, because your mind is stayed on him and not focused on you, not focused on what's going on in your life. And every one of us can be very selfish. You know, what about me? I got this going on. Like, people don't understand, but God understands. God is the supplier of your need. God says, I supply all your need according to my glorious riches by Christ Jesus. You know, he is your sufficiency in all things. And if we do, very simple, God has made this simple, we make it complicated. If we do the very simple things, like number one, you know, we get up, we pray to God, we recognize he's the source of our supply. We know he's going to provide for us. We don't know how, but we know he's going to do it. If we speak in tongues, use that spiritual ability, build up that inner man. Speak in tongues much, And let God enlighten your heart. Let God inspire you with thoughts. And in fact, have you ever noticed yourself, I'll ask you a question, when you're praying, when you're at peace and you're praying, you get inspired with different thoughts and ideas. And so I have a pen and a pad. And when I'm praying and an idea comes through my prayer, I'm writing it down. And then I see that it's totally from God. And so even when you're tired, like when Amber come for this one-on-one and it was early and I was like still half, I had so much to say to Amber because God just woke me up with all these thoughts that God has a plan to prosper us and to multiply us. And you will see here in the UK and in Europe and where anyone practices what we're encouraging, great multiple outreach and growth throughout all the UK and Europe. I had someone visit me once come here and I said, you know, I'm moving the word all over. No, you're not. I got labels up. No, you're not. They were denying my confession. And that made me angry, but I didn't say nothing. So the point is, we don't worry about what other people say about what God puts in our heart. You may sound crazy. You may sound absolutely crazy to someone because you're confessing what God's put in your heart to say. They can't see it or understand it, but you can. So sometimes we don't have to tell everything, everybody, everything that God's put in our heart, only as God inspires us. Sometimes it's good to keep quiet. Don't reveal your plans that God put in your heart unless God shows you to share it. And so God is the one that builds our vision. He's the one that's given the direction. I don't know what's going to happen on this trip, but I know it's going to be amazing. And anything that is going to happen is going to be good. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be delivering. It's going to be from God. So get expecting great things to happen when I come visit you. Because it's not me, because I'm same as you, but it's God that's doing it. And I'm letting him navigate me. And that Satan doesn't like. He wants us to go by rules and regulations. You've got to do it this way. You've got to organize that way. Just be navigated by God because that's where the power is. That's where Jesus Christ walked like that. The Apostle Paul walked like when he was walking by the Spirit. And then God showed him where to go, showed him where to be, showed him what to speak. And then there was great fruit. There was great rejoicing. And there was also some persecution too because there was people that were jealous. People that were zealous for their own doctrine. And we get that today as well. But we don't even let that bother us. Because we're to walk in love and we want to win people's hearts rather than offend them. So when we speak the truth in love, they either receive the words we're speaking or they don't. Once I minister to someone, like in a one-on-one, for instance, it's not on me. I've done my job for God, you know, and I'm happy to do that. It's not just a job. It's my life, you know, as well. And I can't do nothing other than let that person either receive those, well, they either receive the words gladly or they don't. They can get a funny head or they can receive it. They might not receive it immediately, but when they go away, they might meditate upon the things spoken. Then they execute, they see sense. And then God is able to work with them. But every word we speak is a seed and it's going to produce. When faith is mixed and it's received, then great things happen. So we want to be in the place of receiving the words gladly, receiving people gladly, not looking at the flesh of other people, but seeing God's great outreach and growth and great words and just be with God. You don't need a lot of people around you at all. You don't. We're still only a handful here at the moment in size. You know, we've grown some, but it's going to multiply. God is going to multiply, just like when Jesus Christ took the two loaves and the fishes. Gave thanks to God and broke. And then God multiplied all those atoms on that bread and on those fish. And he fed 5,000 people in one instant, right? Because with God, all things are possible. God is not a child abuser. He's not a neglecter. He's watching over everything that we're doing. He's with us, navigating us. But we got to give him the permission to work through our faith. Yes, Lord, I'll do this, God. You know, Ananias, he didn't want to go and pray for Paul when he got converted. But Lord, haven't you heard? He's persecuted the church and putting people into prison. You know, these people are being executed, by the way. These were believers. And he said, go. You know, he had a revelation from God, like Jesus Christ. Go, he's a chosen vessel unto me. So he obeyed. He was scared, but he obeyed. And because it was a word from God through Jesus Christ and this revelation to him, he went and ministered to Saul and he got deliverance and then he got encouraged by the believers and Saul, the Apostle Paul, he then moved greatly. So we got to do what God puts in our hearts to do. And we don't want to kind of push God out of what we're doing, you know, because of what we've learned from before. We don't have to be with anyone. Really, you don't. If you need your focus, then just get focused, God. Let him, like I shared in the leaders meeting, let God build your circle. I was sharing with someone today, you can have so many friends, but are they really your friends? They're just acquaintances, you know, and people usually after they want something from you. That's why they might like you as a person, but it's usually because they want something, right? But a true friend doesn't want something. They want to give to you. And we're all about giving, you know, all about encouraging, speaking good words, seeing the value in someone, the Christ in someone, and to help bring that out. And so, you know, when you look at other people, just say, God, you built my circle for me. No, God made my circle. I had many friends. Me and Kim had many friends. Believe me, we really did in the younger days. But God shrunk that circle, and then he's brought the people in he wants me to fellowship with, which is going to benefit me, and I can benefit them. So, yeah, there's many mixtures of things going on in my heart and mind right now. And I'm very excited to travel. I'm very excited to be with everyone. I'm very happy and blessed that God worked the grace in people's hearts to put me up in their homes, like Bambi and Nancy, Sakina and Pri. You know, that's a real great blessing to my life. And, you know, God provides everything, you know, and he really just organized all those things. He worked in people's hearts. And the people that he's brought in my life, the people that do honor God and sends to us, that's, you know, we're thankful for that. You know, I want to give thanks. You are sowing in a fruitful ground. Where I honor my God, I'm sowing in a fruitful ground. I only need to sow in one ground. I need to sow everywhere. I sow where I'm being fed. And that is the most beneficial place to sow. And if I'm inspired outside of that to help someone, to bless someone, then I do that too. But I know where I'm being fed, and I know where I honor my God. God doesn't take the money, does he? He's not physically taking it from us. It's the faith and the heart behind that giving. And God is going to multiply. And God is going to do things and blow your cookie. And he's done it for me. He's still blowing my cookie all the time. And so he's providing for me greatly. But I'm very thankful. I'm not going to share no more. I'm just really blessed. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Like God has prepared me. I'm ready to go. And I'm ready to come and do what God puts in my heart. I'm ready to come to speak what God puts in my heart too. And it will be encouraging words. It'll be for direction and vision. It was to build the body of Christ and to build the vision of other people that they can really move in their areas. That it only takes one person that loves God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that is obedient to do. And like Becky was sharing earlier on, with the heart. It has to be with the heart. You know, loyalty to God. Loyalty to where you're connected. I'm loyal to my God. And I'm loyal also to my minister, the one that feeds me, to listen to what's being said, take it to my heart, take it to God, and then execute it. And it's through the doing, guys. You know, you can come on these fellowships all you like. If you're not doing it, you're not going to see much. God's going to bless you because you're his kid. He's going to take care of you because you're a kid. But if you want to see the glory of God, if you want to see the great things happen, you've got to be with a mind to do. And a lot of people don't like that. You know, it says in James, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Someone said to me, I want to honor God. And I know about it, but I got to do it to see any benefits. I said, that's right. And it blessed the heart of me because God was working in that person, giving that person the words and the thoughts and the ideas. It thrilled my heart because it's God doing it. Just like when Jesus said to the disciples, who do people say I am? Some say you're this, some say you're that. And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, God revealed this to you, Peter. And so when that person said that to me, I knew God was working. And I know God's going to do mighty things with that person. And so, like, God's going to do mighty things with all of us. And God's plans for you are fantastic. They're not of evil. His thoughts to you are not of evil, but of good, to give you hope and a future and an expected end. And like I said in the sharing, like with Job, he had an expected end. He didn't have a dreaded end. And he lived fullness of days from after he got delivered from all of those things. So we've all been in bondage somewhere along the line, but God's delivered us. Let's not take that for granted. Let's keep humble. Let's be thankful for where we are. And let's keep moving forward. And let's look to serve God by serving others. If you want to serve God, baby, you've got to be looking to bless other people. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God, and it's about reaching the hearts of other people. Help people to become established in the present truth of what God is speaking. And help other people to come from darkness to light as God opens the doors for you to speak. So this is what was in my heart to share. And I would like to ask my beautiful wife, Kim, to come and share next. Jason's still leading the meeting, by the way, but I just saved him a job there. So thank you, and God bless you. And look forward to seeing you all. Here you go, Doris. I mean, Kim.
Doris, his term of endearment, he's been calling me that for years now. The reason why is because I love to do all the old things that elderly people like. They're usually named Doris or Betty, or, you know, Beatrice, or really old-fashioned English names. And Doris being the number one on the list. So that's why he calls me Doris. But it's been a great night. Lovely sharings, people really walking with God and just seeing how, you know, when we really do have a heart and a desire to want to move with God, that nothing is impossible with him. And you all know how this came about Lawrence wanting to go. He actually mentioned it last year on the Zoom fellowship, how he desired to come to America to see all the people that have supported him and encouraged him over the last few years, actually. Those that he doesn't have, that don't live in the area, or, you know, he hasn't ever met. And God brought this all together so very, very quickly that it wasn't that he'd planned it in his own strength. You know, he just gave it to God, and he mentioned it a couple of times, and then I think it was February, actually, it just all came together in a matter of hours. And so, you know, when we do things with God, it's a very smooth journey. There's not lumps and bumps and, you know, five steps forward and two steps back. With God, it's easy to be entreated. And so when we look to him, you know, we're not, I say it a few times, we're not church-going Christians. Right? We don't just go to church on Sunday with our nice hat and our nice dress or suit, but that we live this daily. Everything we do, we invite God into our day and we get blessed and we look to him in everything that we do. We are not afraid to walk and to be, you know, under the yoke of bondage, but that when we go with God, he's the one that encourages us. He's the one that leads us and guides us. And all we have to do is be faithful to him. To have that life which is more than abundant, which Christ made available, is an honor and a privilege. You know, that we don't have to live in fears, worries and doubts. And that we can really go to him with our desires. All you guys can be traveling. All you guys can be praying for laborers. All you guys can be asking for a smooth journey through life, right? Nothing is impossible with God, but all he desires is that we go to him in faith. And Lawrence had faith, I can tell you, for this trip to America. And I know that God's got some fantastic things in store. And so as we continue to be faithful to him, you know, we don't have to have any qualms or concerns or, you know, well, perhaps I should be organizing. No, we don't have to organize anything. God's the one that does the organizing, right? He's the one that shows up. He's the one that knows what people's hearts and minds and needs are, you know, and if we try and set things up and organize things in such a firm structure, then it hinders God going to work and blessing people's lives. And so, you know, we all believe the same thing. We all love God. We all want to really move with him. And tonight, I think the most important thing is back to that saying, say what you want, not what you see. You know, the world is, well, actually, it was quite funny today because Lawrence sent me a message. The our government have a website, and you can go on there about all different things, really. But the one thing now is they've given us the planned web page. So you go on gov.uk and up comes the planned web page. And it's basically telling everyone right now in the UK to go out and stock up on 3 weeks worth of groceries, water. Oh, 3 days, was it? Yeah. 3 days of water, toilet roll, bread, you know, you name it. Ready for a catastrophe. Like, you know, the government obviously knows something's going to happen here in the next sort of 2 or 3 days in the UK. And they're really, but then on the other hand, they're saying, but please don't buy in bulk, you know, because all the shelves are being emptied in the supermarkets. And see, it makes me laugh, actually, because it's so fear motivated. And I just messaged Lawrence and said, well, I'm not going out today. I'm not going for water, bread and toilet rolls. You know, what will be, will be. God is my sufficiency. He'll take care. But like the fear motivation behind everything that they do. You know, they mentioned COVID and now they managed to lock the country down during COVID. And, you know, that if any of that was to happen again, they wanted people to have stuff in their cupboards. Rubbish. You know, God didn't lock the country down. You know, it was the adversary and his cohorts. And so, you know, when we have that faith in God, we don't have those fears when we read things like that. We don't have the worries or the doubts. Oh, should I have gone shopping or shouldn't I have gone shopping? No. God says, say what you want, not what you see. And also you could say, not what you see or hear, especially when it comes in from the world or the BBC News or whatever, you know, the weather forecast. We can change that by our confession. So when we're really looking to God, we'll want to say the things that God says. You know, all throughout the Bible, it says in the beginning, God created them. So he spoke light be, right? He separated the sea from the earth. He just spoke it. Same when you see Jesus Christ, when he went about healing and doing good, he spoke it. It's not that he had to sit someone down and pray with them and then, oh, please, God, heal them. Oh, God, you know. No, he spoke it. And most of the times he spoke it because it inquired the person that he was speaking to, their faith. By your faith be it done. See? So when we see these things and we read them, it encourages us to be able to be just like that. Because the word of God also says that, you know, that Christ came for us, but that we have a greater thing because we can speak in tongues right now, right? So we can walk just like Christ did, but on top of that bonus, we can speak in tongues, which is perfect communication with God. We speak in tongues. God knows exactly what's going on in our hearts and minds and what we're praying for, even though we don't. So saying what you want and not what you're seeing around you is such a strong confessional faith building message. You know, it's helping people to not to look to the world, but to look to God and to see what God says, right? God says if you have just the grain of a mustard seed in faith, then it will come to pass, right? The mountains, you can remove those mountains. Now people look at mountains and say, oh, I can't remove that. They believe it doesn't happen. But God says, if you have faith, you can move mountains, right? Any problems or anything that's in your way, you can remove it. How? By what you confess. So when we're strong and we believe 100% what God says, we will not be affected by the fears, worries and the doubts. We won't be affected by what's going on in the world. What we will be affected by is that Christ is dwelling in us. And that's what we want. We want that to be able to operate that power, to have the power with an impact on other people's lives, to get people born again. And yeah, we may not know what's going on in people's lives, but God does. So as we speak, that spirit and those heavenly words come directly from God through us to that person. Right? It's not us that's doing it, it's God that's doing it. And he's the one that brings the deliverance. It's like we have a responsibility to speak. One speaks, one waters. It's God that gives the increase. We are not accountable whether people hear us or not. Just that we do speak. And then God can go to work. And again, it's down to people's faith. Right? We are not responsible for other people's faith. I can't make you have faith. I can encourage you. But we all have an accountability before God ourselves. And each day we get stronger. We don't get weaker, we get stronger. Right? The less you say, the more powerful you'll become. Because some people just speak what comes into their head and it comes straight out. But that's not saying what you want. You want to be careful with your words. You know, the words to eat like a canker, it says from the Word of God. It also says that the tongue is an unruly evil. So, you know, it's not that we just bump our gums and hope for the best. No, we think about what we're saying, right? We take our time. We don't confess the negatives. We confess the positives. And that's what changes people's lives. They see that there's a difference in you. And they want what you've got. They see the Christ in you. So say what you want, not what you see. And I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot of that with Lawrence when he's over there in America. Well, he leaves. Well, we'll be getting up at 6 a.m. and we're leaving the house at 7:30. I'll take him to the airport and then I'll drive back home again. But, you know, really enjoy it, guys. Have a wonderful time. We'll be back here praying and speaking in tongues for you all. But, you know, if you haven't yet made the arrangements to go and you've got a weekend, hop down and see him. Just give him a little message, ask him where he is and, you know, have some fellowship. Because it's not going to happen all the time, I can assure you. This is the key time now, right? To really move together. And really get your needs met and to see one another face to face and to be able to have that one-on-one and that communication, you know, and it's all designed by God. So I love you. Have a week saying what you want, not what you see, watching your words, watching your confession, and you watch God go to work. So bless your hearts.
Wow. So that's a lot of food for thought from our ministers. And thank you very much, guys, for sharing that with us. And so next I would like to ask Fred in Texas to share, please, brother, whatever's in your heart.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Fred. God bless.
God bless you.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah, you've frozen for some reason.
Quarks and Bambi and Tony there in Pennsylvania. And I'm excited about that. It's always a great privilege to meet fellow believers that face to face, even though I've been, you know, communicating with them. Of course, I've seen Lawrence several times, but be blessed to see Bambi and you, Bambi and Tony, your husband, and just actually and just up there in that area where you live and just also, you know, also sometimes it's good in one sense to, for me to come out of, you know, where I'm living, to just get out and, you know, see things from a different perspective, especially if you can get, you know, you can get stuck in a rut, you know, where you're at sometimes, day-to-day things, and it's good to just take a little break. Definitely want to do it with the family of God when you do it, and to get, you know, greatly encouraged, and I know that I'll get great blessings from everyone, the things they're going to share, and just the vision and what's in their heart for what, you know, God's working in them, and to encourage and have them encourage me also with the things that God's put in my heart, but also to get even a bigger vision of maybe something I have in my heart that's like a smaller seed, but help them get watered by other believers. And so that's going to be an exciting time, and for me, and looking forward to that. And so I'm just going to kind of keep it short and sweet because I'm still doing a few things here. And our God is so mighty and powerful. I mean, I'm just, it amazes me how God can just pour out that living water, that, you know, spiritual living water. It's not really physical water, but that living water as we're fellowshipping with Him or with one another. And it just helps, me grow, and it helps you also grow, that as you receive those things that you can just grow more and more and just see God doing more things, even if you haven't perceived it at that time. But it's like that those seeds of faith that we're speaking get watered as we encourage one another. And just looking forward to that time. And I'm going to be going to a fellowship here shortly. It'll be leaving in about an hour. So I'm going to do that and get back here, and just expecting that doors will open up there, that, you know, that God, you know, gives me those words to speak to the people that are there, that they will be planted, and there will not just be a bunch of, you know, just babbling stuff. And these things is very, very important, as Kim was sharing, that we speak the words that God wants us to speak, bite our tongue when He doesn't, and just don't allow ourselves to get some, as we call it, flapping our jaw contest with people, which can happen. And because all words do have an effect, yes, I know that, you know, God, we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, even when we mess up, when we say wrong things, but it's God's desire is that we speak those words that they don't fall to the ground. And that basically means that we're speaking by the Spirit of God when we speak. We're not just sitting here speaking, just because it sounds good to maybe the group I'm with, the circle, you know, wherever I'm at. It's the words that God would have me speak that will produce fruit in any given situation. And it's not this, you know, really religious stoic type thing that's maybe what comes to my mind a lot of times. We kind of think it's going to be like that, but no, it's, you know, you can sit there and speak and be smiling and laughing and stuff, but, you know, God gives you those words and they flow, and they always come, and they have purpose, and they produce fruit. So I'm just excited and to come up there for the few days, and so just looking forward to it, and just love all you guys, love everything everybody shared since I've chimed in today. I didn't come in at the beginning. So love you guys, and y'all just continue to look to God all the time. And thank you for your prayers for me, also, for God to be, you know, keep encouraging and keeping me built up and strengthened to look to Him. So God bless you, and talk to you later.
Love you, Fred. God bless you, brother. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a wonderful, safe trip and flight, and a great day this evening. Love you, bro. Catch you later.
Thanks a lot, Brad. Bless your heart. Wonderful things you were sharing there. And again, we can all learn from this. So thank you very much. Next, I'd like to ask Van, if you're available, brother, to share next, please.
Absolutely, yeah. So last time I shared about, you know, messing up the graduation with Gabriella. Man, God is absolutely so good. It's just absolutely amazing because He gave me a do-over. What the kids do, and by the way, I heard Becky Jancy talking. I connect with her with her thought process, what she was saying. Man, it's like tracking, like right there. But anyway, there's a thing where when the high school graduates, when they graduate, which I messed up, at my daughter's, they all go back to their elementary school and see all the little kids from kindergarten and all the way up to fifth grade and where they started, you know, their journey in education. So I got the do-over, and I went there with my daughter today, brought her flowers, took a bunch of pictures. They were all in their cap and gowns, and got tons of pictures of them. Picture with me and her, obviously. She was with a bunch of friends she grew up in the neighborhood with. They stayed there so long that the kids were leaving. They didn't want to leave. They were like being little children again. They were on the swings. They were on the playground. They went into the library. They went into the cafeteria. They kept pointing out stuff. And I was thinking as they were doing that, this is how I need to be, like a little child, like Jesus Christ said, have faith like a child, you know? And I love when Kim shares about speaking in tongues and building up the inner man and being careful what we say. You know, I think Fred hit on it too. But on top, let me just back up a second. I had she wasn't talking to me for a couple of days, and rightfully so, she was mad at Dad, right? Dad does the best he can for 18 years and messes up maybe six times or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, this is how it is. I did mess up. We needed to drop her car off to get it serviced. And when we were there, there was a lady that was behind the counter. And I just started talking to her. Cause I'll talk to a tree. Okay. So now I got to watch, like what Fred was saying, you know, and Kim, watch, you know, that I just don't babble on, but you know, to anybody. But anyway, there was a need that was there. And she told us after I, asked her about, you know, who's your family? Are you married? You know, and stuff like that to try to get to know her a little bit. And she said she had a sister that was, and how many children she had, she was taking care of her sister's child, and it was driving her crazy. And the reason that she was taking care of is because her sister was in the process of dying. Her name is Melissa. I said, nah, not going to happen. I said, we're going to pray. I said, and we're just going to believe, and, you know, and tell your sister to start confessing, and if you need anything, you got my number. And then she says to me, you know, this is really wild because there's a lady that came in here about 2 weeks ago and she said that, I think I'm supposed to give you this message, you know, that, you know, and he told her, she told her that, you know, that God was going to heal her sister. And the lady knew nothing about her sister. I asked the lady that showed up there the two ladies didn't know each other. So now I show up. Now she's really blown away because somebody went there. I don't know who it was, and she don't even know who it was, but she told her that. And then here I am. I said, okay, well, and then my daughter's there, and I said, all right, well, let's pray. And so we just rocked and prayed. And then me and my daughter went, and then, you know, I went to breakfast, explained everything, work, got caught up with work, and had a great time. And then I did all this. And then I just been running into people. Like, I work for the state of Florida, for the fire marshal's office, and there was a fire at one of the prisons or correctional facilities. And the guy called me up, a correctional officer called me up and, said that, you know, it was accidental. They had called in law enforcement and it was accidental, but we still have to do a report. So me and him start talking on the phone, and it goes from talking about the fire to talking about our Heavenly Father. Cause I grew up down in Miami, and I was telling him, and the code they use, is what they do. If you commit a crime down in Miami, they take you, and that's all the way down in the south part of Florida. They take you, and it's a serious felony, like a murder or, you know, armed robbery or, you know, man, whatever. They take you and they bring you all as far away as they can from where you're at. And they put everybody in Miami all the way up here in Jacksonville area. And I've got about 11 prisons in my area that we inspect. So, we start talking, and he tells me there's a bunch of Miami 305s. They call them 305. That's the area code that we have, 305 for Miami. And I said, yeah, I said, I should have been in prison. It's only by the grace of God. And those guys in there can still get born again. And they're probably born again too anyway. You know, and he agreed with me, and we just start talking about God's word. We got into speaking in tongues. We got into, just, you know, salvation. And he asked me about Ezekiel. And I said, look, you know, I can't really get into it right now, but you know, you got my number. I mean, you're more than welcome to call. And then I got another call for work and decided to answer that. And, but you know, I'm just moving the word, getting out of my own way, getting out of my head. I'm not sure whether Becky was talking about that, but for me, that's what I heard from her. Getting out of my own way, getting out of my own head. You know, did I mess up the other day? Absolutely. But I turned to my Heavenly Father, and my Heavenly Father delivered me somebody that you would never think that would call me. But he called me out of the blue, and then I was able to vent and go to the next event and have a great time. And then I just gave it to God on the way home and said, okay, Father, you're going to have to get my sister to not be mad at me. And you're going to have to get my little girl to not be mad at me, which I knew that would be easy. You know, I'm not saying, but my sister now, it's a whole different issue. So, but she'll be fine. But there's nothing too hard for God. All right. But there are two women. So you never know. Just a joke, ladies. Just a joke. So anyway, God is so good to me. I mean, it's just amazing, my life. And me and him, the correctional officer I was talking to, we had been through some of the same things. You know, he had been through a divorce and he's got a 18-year-old now. And now he's got a new wife, and he's got, a little baby, you know, and he was thinking about retiring. Well, he ain't going to be retiring now. So I said, yeah, you just got to work, just enjoy work, you know? And so we were talking, and, you know, you just love people. You meet them where they're at, you know? And something, you know, on my one-on-one, people are allowed to believe what they want. It's not my job to make them believe. It's my job to love them, and that's it. Okay. And then it's God's job to do all the rest of the stuff. Okay. To bring all that stuff to pass. You know, the old saying over here, and I don't know whether it's in England or not, but, or rest of the country, France, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I'm sure we got all something like that somewhere, you know, so, but that's kind of a negative connotation to it. It's more, you know, you feed them the word, you plant the seed, and then let God water it. Just step back and relax. If they want more, they'll be there. You know, do I have tons of people coming around me? No, but I'm involved with a lot of people, and I move the word. You know, like I said, I'll speak to a tree about God's word in Jesus Christ. You know, and you know, I'm definitely not ashamed. And like I told him, you know, I'm not a dish rag for Jesus Christ. You know, I'm a son of God filled with power. You know, and I think it's Ezekiel. I'm not sure where it's at. That Zebulun guy. I think it's somewhere in there where God spoke to a mountain. And, you know, God created the mountain, but he's speaking to the mountain and he's saying, hey, mountain, what are you doing? You know, why are you here? You know, how did you know, what, you know, and I think the reason he did it, I'm just, you know, I have to go back and read it, but there's obstacles and things that are going to come up in our life, and our Father knows that. And we're to say what we desire and not what we see. Because if I'm looking at that mountain, there's no way in the physical way I'm going to be able to move that mountain. But my Heavenly Father can. He can move it. I'll go over it, under it, through it, just like it says in Psalms. Okay? My Father can move anything and deliver me from anything. As long as I continue to keep believing and keep trusting in Him and keep giving all those things that are maybe troubling me or disturbing me, maybe, and give those things to my Heavenly Father. Cease from my own work, you know. I see Marie down there, Irish, fighting Irish. So anyway, I love you guys. Just checking in, excited for seeing everybody. Everybody's going to be getting down here. Hopefully everybody comes. It's going to be great. So love you guys.
Hey, brilliant fan. Great sharing, brother. Love the testimonies.
Yeah, that's great. And you know what I was thinking, Brian, was that God isn't done with you yet. He isn't done with any of us yet. He's just, he's an encouraging God.
Amen, brother.
Aaron Carpenter, she said, we've only just begun.
Yeah.
We've only just begun on another
one. Yeah. Yeah, we've only just begun. That's a good one. Thanks for sharing all that, man. That's wonderful. And the honesty of your heart is beautiful. Thanks, brother. So next, I'd like to skip to another part of the USA and ask Kathy to share, please, if you're ready to, sister.
God bless you, Jason. God bless you, Kim and Lawrence.
Darling. Kim's in the kitchen.
Oh, Kim's in the kitchen. Okay. No problem. No worries. Yeah, wonderful night, and I'm very thankful for all of you, and that God has made us the lights, and really, if there was, like, nobody else in the world except this little group right here, we would be lighting up the world. The world can't be dark when we're here. When we leave, yeah, that's another story. So we are the lights, and we generate and duplicate and reflect the light that God is. And so I'm going to be brief so Lawrence can go to bed and get up early. But anyway, I've been very thankful and blessed for the things that God is helping me with. And, you know, they're like unexpected things. And that makes it, you know, very interesting and, yeah, exciting, really, because you go to God for one thing, and then he'll show you it in a different way, you know. And I have been very blessed also with God's correction, because he has been correcting me in very wonderful ways. Again, you know, it's just like, you know, he wants his children to see things the way he sees them. And, you know, all too often I see it the way I see it, as far as how God is going to do something for me, or the way that he would, or the way that I think he would, or the way I think he should. And then he just kind of surprises you to say, you know what? I didn't have that in mind. You had that in mind, but I had something else in mind, actually. So here, let me just make this little correction for you. And that's really wonderful for me. And so I'm enjoying his presence. I am enjoying living the life that he gave to me with him. I cannot help but think that he enjoys living the life he gave to me, with all of his children. You know, like, he wasn't too happy with the relationship he had with Israel. There were many things that got in the way, namely sin. Number one, the sin problem that Adam passed to everybody, you know. And they had to work hard and do things and had to keep the law. And, you know, Adam passed down hardship and toil, sweat of your brow, laboring, where in the Garden of Eden everything was so easy and God had just, you know, oh, he had just planned out the Garden of Eden to be perfect for them. And the toil came when they got driven out. And so this was not God's intention for his children, you know, but it was what had to be for that time. But he looked forward to another time, and that's this time, where he would enjoy the indwelling presence, you know, within his children and all of that closeness and everything that relationship afforded God and afforded us, he could enjoy. And enjoy again, because he had something pretty close to that with Adam and Eve, right? But this one's even better, because this is a never leave, never forsake, you know? That he didn't want to ever leave or forsake his children ever again. And so he made it that way, so that he would never have to. And I love this. This is just so, you know, exciting for me to think of it the way he's thinking of it. And, you know, just simple things like that I'm learning, like, you know, like things like obedience, you know, things that are different for me. Like, you know, just for example, I used to think that I was lonely. Because, you know, I don't have any physical circle of people. And I did feel that way. I clearly did. And, you know, God just showed me that, you know, that it's not lonely. That's the wrong way to see it. He said, you think of it this way, like you're alone with me. You're alone with me. Oh, and this is a very, very good thing. That's not the same as lonely. Because I am the God of all creation. And so you have all of this time for me to help you and move you. And this is temporary. It won't always be this way. But for this time, Kathy, correction, take full advantage of it. Why don't you just take full advantage of this time of being alone with me, where you don't have to, you know, divert so much time to other things. And so, you know, it's a different way to think about, for me, it's a different way for me to think about being corrected by God and then to move with that, you know, to obey, to move with it and say, okay, yes, I will see it that way. And I will take good advantage of it. Yes, I will, Father. And thank you for correcting me on that. And yes, I will do that. And so these are the things for me that I enjoy now, because they're different than the things that were in my past about the way I related to God. And I know we're all different and we all have a personal walk with God, but these are the things that at this point in my life really build something wonderful in my heart and something very fruitful for my heart. And so I know that this is what God does. He makes us fruitful and in ways that, you know, have surprised me. And so, you know, that is the exciting walk that we have with God. And this is what he intended it to be. that it would be a life that he would give to us and that we would enjoy it together, that I and my father would enjoy the life that he gave to me together, and that it is an enjoyable life, and that we, you know, he's my constant companion, right? He's your constant companion. You know, he's our father. But this is what he wanted, you know, and that's what tickles me, because, you know, he longed for this, you know, because this is what he lost, you know, and he did not want the servant relationship anymore that he had to have with Israel. No, he wanted something so much better. And of course, we had no idea of how great this would be, this magnificent inheritance, that we are joint heirs with Christ, and that he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And he has blessed us with every good word, you know, the good words that are from heaven, from his heart and his mouth they are part of our inheritance too. They are the blessings that he has given to us, and that we could sow those seeds too, because those words are seed. Everything is seed. And he gets to enjoy the pleasure of this with us. And so anyway, very excited for the trip. I won't be seeing Lawrence for like a week down the road, and hooking up in Florida with some of the others. And so it's very, very exciting and very wonderful. So I love you all. God bless you.
Love you, Cathy.
Yeah, I love you, Cathy. Thank you very much for that. That's a wonderful sharing. You're right. Everything is seed. Everything we seem to say and do is seed. So be careful what seed we're sowing. Thank you very much for that, sister. And next, I'd like to ask Tamara, is there anything you would like to share, sister? Hey there, Tamara. Are you able to unmute your mic? Okay. If you're still listening, maybe we'll come back to you if you want. Peter. My brother, what's in your heart, brother?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Hi, Peter.
Sure can.
You're on mute, Peter.
Yeah, you just muted yourself, I think. You need to unmute.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Peter.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hi, Marie. Nice to have you back.
I know. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
Well, I'm out and about. I'm actually in the car. I was trying to get some stuff done today, and I totally forgot Zoom at 2:00. So I had to come back in, get in the car, and get on my phone. And I'm sitting in the AC in the Walmart parking lot. Actually, it's Taco Bell parking lot. And I'm just enjoying my AC and listening to what people I could listen to today. And I'm excited about St. Petersburg, and I'm just gonna push on through the drive and try to rest when I know I should, and listen to God about it. I haven't driven on a long trip in a number of years, since before COVID. So but I think the car is still good enough to do that. And I went to try to get my tags today, but they moved the Department of Motor Vehicles office to another street. So I have to go out again tomorrow and go. And I made an appointment at like 2:15 because my tags expire this month because it's my birthday. And I usually get like 4-year tags. So I need to get some new ones stuck on here before I hit the interstate. And I've been looking at the route, you know, traveling, and, most of the route or in fact almost all of it, is interstate between here and Tampa St. Pete. That's up Highway 75 South. There's just a brief stint on I-10 right outside of Tallahassee, but 10 connects to 75, and then it's all interstate all the way down. So it shouldn't be too bad. And I was talking to Lawrence about it yesterday, and he's like, you know, God is going before you. He's preparing the way. You're absolutely going to be safe. You have nothing to fear. You know, this gathering is from God. He planned it. He planned it out for Lawrence. He's planned it out for the people that are coming. You know, so his hand and his stamp and his protection are all over it. So I don't have anything to worry about. No, neither does anyone else. Because this is a godly thing. You know, it's one of those before ordained works that we're supposed to be walking in. I really believe that, you know. So it's going to be a great time. And I'm looking forward to meeting Kathy in person and Preet and Nozomi and maybe some other band. Patterson, I've never met you in person. I would very much like to meet you. I thought you lived in St. Augustine, brother. I didn't realize you lived in Jacksonville, which is closer to me. It's only 3 hours away going east for me, but west for you. So we're going to have to get together outside of, you know, any kind of formal gathering, you know, having to just get together sometime.
Yeah, amen. I'm in St. Augustine, but I met you in Oregon. I was with my daughter. Oh,
I didn't see you. I must have missed you.
Yeah.
Unless I don't remember.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you too. And I thought you might be in St. Augustine. But then you said something about Jacksonville, and I'm like, well, Jacksonville's closer. But I won't take up a bunch of time on here. I'm just getting ready, you know, getting prepared, and I come up to the gas station today to fill the car up, and there's this one guy here. He's really nice. His name's David, and he comes out. He works at the Murphy Gas right by the Walmart. I just saw him like maybe half hour ago, and he's such a great believer. He's so nice. I've been trying to get him to come on to Zoom, but he's always working. He's always doing something. But I just keep, you know, waiting for that open door to say something to him because he's got a really good heart, you know. And I run into him every time I come up here. I usually wind up running into him. But it's a gorgeous day down here. I'm thankful for AC, and I'm excited about, you know, believers coming to Florida and just realizing how beautiful it is here and having a great time of fellowship and, you know, a great kind of a vacation. And just time to relax with God and be thankful. So that's my heart. And you guys have a blessed rest of your afternoon. I know Lawrence has to get to bed, so I'm going to keep it short. But God bless you. I love all of you.
Love you, mate.
Love you, Peter. Yeah, wonderful. Glad you're having a great time down there. You carry on doing that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bless your heart, man. Next, we're going to come back over the water to France and ask our brother Frank to share next, please.
Shut up, Paul, Frank.
Shut up, Pete. Yes? Yeah?
Okay, you very good. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share. I'm thankful to be with you and listening your sharing, your living words. And we have a vision, a direction to go. And even it's written in the scriptures, it's also revealed by God through the Rhema world. His word, his inspiration that he has for us. And God has a plan, and he wants each one of us to grow and to increase in everything. And fear has no right on us. and doubt has no right on us. We just are in the part of faith, of a positive life. Positive, I mean, what God has intended for us to live. And we are part of the winning team, the body of Christ. And we are more than conqueror. We are light of the world. We are salted. And we want to express the glorious image that we have in us, the presence of God. And we express the character of God in us because we are holy, we are saints, the saints of God, and we wait for the greater that is to come too. Because we are transformed from glory to glory, and we know that God is going to make us live great things, great for the future, you know, having eternal life. It's kind of, when we think about it, really astonishing. Really, if I stay in the old man or in the flesh reflection, but we are more than that, and we can really shift to more than who we are with God's presence, because we are new creation, and it is going to be fulfilled at Christ's return. I mean, at Christ's gathering, because return is returning on earth. And first we go to heaven, I mean the Church of God, and if someone who is listening my sharing that is not a believer, I encourage her to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and believe that God raised him up from the dead. And and you are saved. And that's really good to be part of the body of Christ, because we can find a family. Not that our parents, fleshly parents, are not family, but it's kind of different. It's kind of very profound, and if, you know, our family is not born again or having the Spirit of God in us. In them, sorry. Then we are such privileged people, such glorious people. God is able to energize qualities, abilities, discovering new things, because God is at work. Being at work means he has hold on for us, and the works that we have now are different from the works that we had before being born again. Because when we were not born again, we were doing for ourselves. But the works now, we are born again, the works that God is, that we are doing by our free will, we accept that how it is now. That is to, it means that God is providing these works for us to do. Then we just stay at rest, stay at peace, and we just move, we just do our part, you know, speaking in tongues, honoring God, connecting to God, connecting to our ministries, our ministers, the ministers of God. And Yeah, speaking in tongues, speaking words from God, because God really is in us and motivates us. And life is joyful, and we know that the joy is giving strength for us. Someone who is sad and just in bad mood, just can't, you know, it's like moving less, you know, and being less living. But, you know, through what God has done for us, you know, speaking in tongues is really edifying us inside, and it's from inside that the will of God is expressed outwards, and we are such we are very blessed, and I really I'm thankful to God, and I acknowledge God that He is working with us with free will. Then I can speak in tongue if I want. I can stop if I want. Well, I do not speak in tongue if I don't want. But sometimes I would like speaking in tongue more than. But you know, it's like being aware that I need to speak in tongues. Then I don't condemn myself, because you know I'm justified. I'm righteous before God, and I am a child of God. I can really. It's a better me than if I was without God. It's a better me. It's like being, you know, marveled by what God is doing through us, because we just look only to Him. And I remember the first time I listened to this looking only to God. Looking only to God is like really liberating me, freeing me from a lot of things, you know, that it puts more freedom, more joy, and being lighter, you know, lighter the light and lighter the weight. And then yes, I'm very thankful for, you know, when someone is really working with God and obeying God, you know, it has a great impact. For instance, Sangat, it has a great impact in multiple's lives. Then I'm very thankful also, you know, we have to be thankful to one another and see others greater than us. Then it is a way, being humble is a way also to receive better from God. And it's like wanting to be obedient to God and to be because God really put His blessing among the body of Christ, among, you know, gathering. And you know, I remember I went with different believers last weekend. I went and meet some believers, and you see that you are blessed. You feel you are blessed, and like I'm here, and we can guess also, not guess, but anticipate the gathering with Christ, you know. The blessing will be huge. And it's, you know, we have hope, we have a goal, and we have freedom, and we are really taken care by God, and He is loving us, and we express also His love and His character, His qualities. Then thank you very much. That's all I wanted to share, and God bless you. God bless you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank. That was a wonderful sharing. It's great to hear your heart as well. And great point about being born again there as well. So it's good to remember that. Next, I'd like to ask Tamara again. Would you like to share, sister?
I finally figured out how to do it. Let's see if I can remember for next time.
God is good.
I keep on pressing and I keep on closing it and opening and it doesn't. So anyway, I am so blessed to be here and so blessed to hear everybody sharing it. Everything has touched my heart and I can't think of anything more for this and more from that, but everything that everyone has shared has just really, really, really blessed me. Before I had my surgery, I was in very, very, very great pain, and it was very, very difficult. And I did actually, I wrote a little song. I haven't put guitar to it, but it was just something that when the pain was too much, it was singing the song really focused my mind on God and his presence and his hand on my life. So if you don't mind, I would like to share that the little song with you. Actually I haven't sung it now for a week, so let's see if I remember.
Yeah, please do.
I will praise you in the darkness. I will praise you through the pain. I will praise you, hallelujah. To you alone do I cling. You have created all the heavens. You have created all the earth. You have created me to praise you. May I always see your word. Hallelujah. 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 May I always see your word. And, that helped me to focus my thoughts and my heart on God and to push the pain away. And I was very, very, very thankful. And just a short little ditty, but it was a big blessing for me. And so anyway, actually, dinner's about ready. So I'm going to have to say good night. I love you all and God bless you. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear how God is working in everyone's lives.
Oh, well, bless your heart.
Beautiful song.
Beautiful song, yeah.
That was beautiful. God bless you tomorrow.
Good. Have a beautiful heart, Tamara. Thank you very much for sharing that with us on here. This is what it's about. It's about praising God in our tough times as well as in our easy times. And you're a living testimony of doing that right there. So thank you very, very much for sharing that with us. It was a great blessing and a privilege to hear that song as well. You just keep going, sister. And you keep claiming that healing. Jesus Christ, as you're going along. So, God bless your heart. Enjoy your food. So now, Christina, are you available to share, sister?
Why, yes, I am.
Yay, God bless you, Chris. Hey, God bless you.
There's a lot of stuff that I don't share about. I have a real great desire to reach people with the Word of God and see people come to a full knowledge of His Word. And I kind of like tried to the past join a group, an evangelistic group that was doing that. So anyway, it's just really wonderful to be with you guys here today. I'm just hanging out at home, not doing too much. I shared with Lawrence on text that we had prayed about something that I was a bit worried about. I wasn't really in faith for, I received a large bill that it was out of the blue that I didn't know how I was going to pay it. So, you know, a couple weeks went by and I just processed through it and, asked and received a loan for my needs. So it was really great to have that, kind of weight taken off my shoulders. So, and like a lot of faith is stirring in me. So I'm really blessed to be around you folks. See what you're all doing and how God's working in your life. And God bless you all. Bye.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Chrissy. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing with us that. as we know, Lawrence needs to get some sleep. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just close out with a word of prayer and, we'll call it a night or a day, wherever you are. So Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for everything we've heard tonight and your wonderful works that you're doing in all our lives. And I thank you that these will continue and they will increase and that you increase the faith in our hearts moment by moment, Father, as we walk with you and talk with you. And as we just do the things that you've encouraged in this truth, in this sound doctrine, Father, that we're learning. I thank you that all of Lawrence's flight details, Father, it's all in your hands. I thank you, give him the best aircraft, the best engines, the best flight crew, the best pilots and stewards and stewardesses, and the best passengers to fly with, the best fuel. And thank you for giving him perfect, smooth takeoff, flight and landing, Father, from start to finish and the transportation to the airport and which I guess will be Kim. And if their car runs smoothly, that you just clear all the roads for them, Father. Have your angels lined up along the roads so there's no hindrances at all, Father. And they're just totally blessed throughout the whole thing. And when he lands in the United States, that you've got him on every corner, Father, every turning. I thank you that it's just real smooth transition over there. And with the believers over there, Father, thank you for just everything you're working in their hearts to prepare. And everything's just going to run completely perfect and smoothly, Father, because you're in the lead. You're the one taking the lead and doing the directing and planning of it all. So I thank you. The pressure's off everyone. And I thank you. I know they're going to have a great time together over there and we're going to hear some great things happening. So I just thank you for that. And for just all of us having an amazing week, Father, that far exceeds what we've seen and heard so far. And that, you know, if we slipped up, messed up, or whatever we want to call it, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. And we move on. We brush ourselves off and move on. And leave the past where it is. And don't drag it into the future with us. And that, Father, we know you're with us in that. And that you're not condemning us. You're just encouraging us and egging us on to get back up and to rise up to the next levels that we need to be at. Thank you for that, Father. And just for shoring us up where we need shoring up. And everything we do has to be with you. So I just thank you for all this in the wonderful name of our risen King Jesus Christ, who paid for all this for us. Amen.
Amen. Love everyone. Thank you for joining us and all those that couldn't, and I look forward to seeing whoever I'm going to see in the USA
your God's masterpiece. Kim sends her love. She's gone to bed too. Yeah, you can please keep in contact. You can call anytime. Just send us a message. If I'm free, I'll call you. So God bless you. You're God's masterpiece. Love you. You're the best.
Yeah,
bye.
God bless
love
you.
Love you, Laura.
Good love night. You. Love you guys.
Jolly God, good, mate. Jolly it. Good. Jolly good.
Tina, love you, Peter.
Yes.
Love you all.
Danny Amber, Marie Carol, Frankie Boy.
Should have a good sleep, Laura. Have a safe trip.
God bless.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Love you, Marie. Have a great sleep. You look nice and cozy.
I'm nice and cozy now.